across the UK, online and on DAB.
This is Talk Radio.
All that hatred, all that bile, all the to and fro, all the tectonic plates grinding up against each other. It's all gone. I'm your hot water bottle. I'm your slice of cake. I'm your cup of tea. You might have a hair in it, but it'll be all right. So 344-499-1000. It's Jim Easton for Ian Lee, the mighty Ian Lee, and Kath. They're back tomorrow, despite what you lot on Twitter say. Hey, just give us a call. What can we possibly have that could break the serenity and calm? It's Caddick!
Hi, Jamie!
Hey! How you doing? Oh, I could kiss you.
Yeah.
Have you been?
No, man. You know your review, you did a review in my Sunday's paper.
I do, yes, yes.
Have you given a good review to the new Star Wars film?
Do you know what? It's, I've just this second come back from watching it for the second time.
I haven't seen it yet, but I usually read your reviews in my son.
Oh, okay. It's, do you know what? I gave it 4 stars.
Because, oh, that's good.
Because there's lots of fan pleasing moments in it, but it's not perfect by a long shot.
No spoilers.
No, I'm not going to give any spoilers. I'm a professional at Caddick. Goodness me. No, I'm not going to give any spoilers. There's lots in there. Everything gets answered, but it's whether or not you like the answers.
Yeah, there's one question I want to know.
What?
We know Emperor Palpatine dies in Return of a Jedi.
Yeah.
Is he making a comeback?
Well, it's no spoiler, because in the trailer, you hear his voice.
So he is coming back?
He is coming back. And he appeared at the premiere. The actor Ian McDermott appeared at the premiere. That's not a spoiler, so he's back. So it's just, you know, how it all ties in.
Yeah, because it was started back in 1977 with the original Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope.
That's, you're absolutely factually correct there, 100%.
But why did they make the first one Episode 4? What's George Lucas thinking?
Well, a bit of foresight. Because he knew that by doing that, he could go back and do the prequels.
Yeah, but he had to wait 22 years before
otherwise,
we saw Phantom Menace.
Yeah, but otherwise, Phantom Menace would have been Star Wars -3. And that sounds rubbish.
Like Clarkson doing They Want to Be a Millionaire, which is on Christmas Day.
Wait, what? Hang on. Wait, just rewind and take me on that train of thought. Let me on the bus.
Star Wars -3 is rubbish. Like Jamie Clarkson doing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, who's got a celebrity special on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I'm still not with you. So how do we get from the Phantom Menace to Jeremy
Clarkson?
You said
Star Wars Phantom Menace would be -3. And you're saying that was rubbish. And I was comparing that to Jeremy Clarkson, who said they want to be a millionaire.
Rather than Tarrant.
Yeah.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Yeah.
And this Oscar host, I mean, that's going against the original format of the programme.
I've not seen Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for a long time. What have they changed?
they've had a new lifeline, you can ask the host for the answer.
You can ask Jeremy Clarkson the answer?
Yeah. And he gives you what he thinks.
Blimey. That's all right if it's cars, surely, or smoking.
But you tried on 18th century French literature, he goes nowhere with it.
Well, you don't surprise me there. Mighty, who would?
Talking of supporters, are we doing any more clips from movies?
Do you know what, Caddick? You might have read my mind, because there's another film out this week.
Oh, yeah?
It's called Cats.
Based on the old Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, based on the old T.S. Eliot poem.
I love you. You're like a little helper. Yeah, that's actually, you're actually right. You're factually 100% correct again. You're on a roll.
And Idris Elba's in it?
Correct again.
And James Corden, and Taylor Swift's done a song for it.
Yeah, no, I know, I've seen it. You don't have to tell me, I've seen it.
Well, is that reviewed in Tomorrow Sun as well?
It was in Today Sun actually as well. It's appalling, Caddick. It's dreadful. It's one of the worst. It's worse than a stinker. It's worse than a stinker.
It'd be like 5 hours of Julia Hartley Brewer.
I couldn't possibly comment on that. It's only a 3 hour long show anyway. It's not great, mate. I have to tell you, it's really, really poor. But I got an idea.
Go on.
Do you like Elaine Page?
Yeah, Memories.
Do you like that song, do you?
I've heard it, but I can't remember the words to it.
Okay. So what I'm suggesting you do, then, is go and learn the words to it. Because if anyone can salvage the hellhole that is Cats the Musical, it's Caddick.
Well, my thing is worse than that one, karaoke.
Mate, I've heard your singing. It's beautiful. Didn't we do the Fairy Tale in New York this time last year?
No, we didn't.
I definitely did Fairy Tale in New York with someone on this show.
It weren't me. I'm still going over the Harry Met Sally incident from a few months back.
Oh, yeah, that was my first ever talk radio, not late night, that was, wasn't it?
And that was using the evidence in the trial against me.
Oh, it was, wasn't it, with Ian? I remember that now.
Used his evidence against me.
Against you? It should have been for you. See, this is what you've got to do. Can he get up there in that register?
No.
Yeah. Perfect. Right, what you got to do, Caddick? Go and get the lyrics. Yeah. We'll have a bit of a sing song. That's the only one I know from Cats.
I'm waiting for chips at the moment.
I wasn't saying like now. How many chips are on the plate?
No, I'm waiting for a delivery.
A delivery of chips? You're living like a lord.
Well, I know someone who works at the chippy, and they bring the chips home with them, so me and my mum and dad have a late night chip supper.
While we're
listening to talk radio, of course.
Do you get any bits? Do you get any bits in your chips?
Well, my dad has the scallops, my mum has the roe, so I have the chips.
So the scallops, that's potato, right?
Yeah.
And what, the roe?
Fresh roe.
I've never dared have that. Is it nice?
Well, my mum likes it. My mum likes hot fresh roe.
Does she?
I know this may sound against me, but some people say I like a battered sausage. No comment there needed.
Hey, none given.
What else have we got coming up tonight, Jamie Edwards?
Caddick, I've got nothing in the tank. I don't know. We're just going to chat. Cass is here. Say hello, Cass.
Hi, Cass.
Hello, Cass.
So we're just going to chat. We've got a few things. We found out something interesting about Yuri Geller. We're going to talk about in a bit, actually.
Oh, Yuri Geller? Is he the one that bends the spoon and stops the clock?
He is the one that bends the spoons and stops the clock. Correct.
I thought he started clocks as well.
Well, yeah, I think he probably starts them.
And he starts them and then he stops them.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got a clock that's working, he'll stop it. If it's not working, he'll mend it instantly.
Well, instantly you say that, yes. I think that's the general idea.
And wasn't he friends with the late Michael Jackson once?
He was friends with the, I think, yeah, he was. He was very good. Didn't he visit Fulham Football Club with him and old Dodi? No, not Dodi.
Mohammed Al-Fayed.
Yeah, the dad.
Yeah, because also, it's a big day in the Potwell tomorrow. We find out who the Christmas number one single will be.
Oh my God! I've got who are the contenders?
Well, you got Wham with Last Christmas.
Yeah.
3 years since the death of George Michael, and we've got the new film Last Christmas.
Are you reading this?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm outside, so I'm nowhere near a computer.
Okay, so it's good.
You've got Stormzy and Ed Sheeran with Own It, and last year's Victor Lab Baby, he's released another single.
Oh, not that idiot with the sausage roll.
It's called I Love Sausage Rolls.
Oh my God. Is it bad?
Well, put it this way, he's Bookie's favourite to be Christmas number one.
Oh dear. Who's your money on?
Well, I did have a bet on Tones and I and Dance Monkey, who was the current number one.
But that's been number one for 11 weeks, hasn't it?
Well, I had 70p on it to be Christmas number one.
Sorry, what?
But according to the midweek charts.
Whoa. You went to the trouble of putting a bet on?
Yeah.
And you put 70p on?
Because it was all the change I had at the time.
How much would you win if it was still number one?
What are the odds?
£6.30.
Hang on a sec. What was it called?
Dance Monkey.
That one.
Yeah.
And what were the odds? That's
incredible. 8-1.
Well, I hope you win.
Well, according to the midweek chart, it slipped down to number 9, and Lab Baby was midweek number 1.
Oh dear.
I don't think you're going to win then.
Caddick.
I'll be munching on a sausage roll if Lad Baby wins.
Caddick, go and study the lyrics to Memories for me, yeah? You're my only hope, Obi-Wan. Is that all right?
Okay.
And I'll call you back in a bit.
Okay.
Cheers. Alistair's here. Alistair wants to have a chat. Alistair, how you doing?
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I'm all right. What are you up to?
Chilling out.
Are you?
Chilling out. Looking forward to tomorrow's show, of course.
Oh, cheers.
I've
14 minutes in, mate.
I'm quite fond of you as well, but I've missed Catherine. We've been away.
You're a tough crowd, you lot. You're a tough crowd.
Anyway, before I go on, can I just say...
Yeah?
I'm still not happy about the last episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God, mate.
We need to get over
this. It's May. That was in May, wasn't it? June. Was it May or June? You're still not happy?
No. I think that they need to do another miniseries to make it right.
You don't get do-overs.
They're not gonna redo that. They're gonna do more, but they're not gonna do that.
They're doing the prequels, aren't they?
They're doing the Targaryen prequels now. That'll do, won't it?
Okay.
Bit of the Mad King, bit of Aegon. It's what you want, isn't it?
I don't know. Anyway.
Have you not watched anything since Game of Thrones? Nothing tickled your fancy? You sound very glum.
No, I'm okay. I'm not like on top of the world today.
Oh, yeah, I come. What? Not because of Daenerys,
I do
sure.
Get I do get sort of depression and things.
Yeah.
But I'm okay. Well,
thinking about Game of Thrones is possibly not their most helpful thing, is it?
Yeah. because you were a big fan in the day.
Oh, I was a big fan.
I was
paid to be a big fan. It was wonderful. Best of both worlds. It's glorious.
Yeah.
No one was sat in the lead to the end. Yeah, carry on.
The reason I called in tonight, I haven't finished it yet, but I've just watched the most horrible, in a sort of dark way, documentary on Netflix.
Oh, but it's this
just
one.
Just appeared.
You're going to be talking about cats, aren't you?
Yes. That one.
Right, so take the listen without giving the cause the title's got a swear in it, hasn't it?
Yes.
So tell us, because I think cats are going to be a running theme through tonight's show.
I think it's going to have to be.
So we'll talk about Cats the movie a bit later on in a bit more detail. But this is not Cats the movie, although I wish it were. I wish there was a hybrid.
No.
I wish there was some. Take me through it. Is it a documentary? So the Netflix thing about cats. Take me through it.
Yeah.
Give me a synopsis.
Right. Basically, it covers a lot of interviews. It starts with these people who are kind of computer nerds and spend a lot of time on computers, Facebook and all the rest of it. And this guy posts a video where he does a horrible thing to kittens.
Right.
And that's where it all starts. Now, I don't really want to go much more into it because obviously then you start giving away, but it's sufficient to say...
And it's not a drama, it's not fiction, is it?
It's absolutely a documentary, it's real life. And it's in the title, it's Don't F blank 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 K with Cats.
Yeah.
Catching a serial killer via the internet. So it's about somebody who turns out not just to be horrible to cats, but horrible to at least one person I've got so far. So,
right. Oh, have you not finished
yes.
it?
Yes.
Is it a series or a film?
It's a mini-series, so I think on third episode, so probably three or four.
I think you should probably watch something fun in between.
Yeah, listen, Alistair, I mean...
I've not seen it, and I don't think I'll watch it.
You go from Daenerys' untimely demise to a load of cats meeting a grisly end, and you say you're feeling a bit down in the dumps.
There's lots of fun things on Netflix.
There are.
Loads.
Have you watched The Politician?
No, is that any good?
Yeah, it's very good. Put that on.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Do you get much fresh air? What's going on in your life?
Yes, I was in town today.
Where's town? Whereabouts are you?
Near Scunthorpe.
Okay.
Manic of the Woods.
Is it?
Yeah, near Hull. Yeah.
Is it nice?
I went to see the probation officer.
Okay. And how were they?
Did a bit of shopping. Yeah, everything's going well. So I used to be an alcoholic, but I've been nearly 8 months sober.
Oh, good for you, fella.
Congratulations.
Well done. I'm two and a bit years.
Yeah, and I've got in a bit of a... When I was drinking, I used to do mad things. I got me in trouble with the law, but
Most people who gave up drinking did, my friend, and more power to you.
Yes.
How are you finding it?
So, good. I have to confess, I didn't go to a meeting tonight. For the reason, I was a bit weary and a bit sort of... I'm not sleeping that great at the moment.
Uh-huh.
But when I look back on this year... I have to say that I'm quite proud of myself.
Yeah, you should be.
Absolutely, you should be.
You know, for stopping the drinking, making that decision, and then working slowly through it, so...
Yeah, don't blame me for that.
Have you got a good sponsor? I've not managed to find one yet, but I'm doing a lot of the literature reading, and I've got a higher power.
Yeah.
Who I speak to most days.
Okay.
And did you go through that, Jamie?
No, I was lucky enough just to be able to stop, thankfully.
Oh, okay, well done.
So, yeah, but not to say that I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
You know, I know I've got lots of friends in recovery, and, you know, it's different horses for different courses, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it's such a, I mean, alcohol is such, I recognise now that I can look back, my mind's, and my brain is much clearer than it was, obviously. And I can actually recognise that I was actually an alcoholic much longer than I actually was ready to admit before.
Yeah, it's a sneaky drug.
If you know what I mean.
It's a horrible thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in some respects, I think it's worse than, you know, other drugs that people struggle with. But
it is. I wrote a piece in the Sunday Times earlier on this year about that. It's the acceptable drug of the nation. What have you swapped it for? I don't mean anything bad. Have you swapped it for? Like, I took up running.
Yes. Coffee.
Maybe that's why you're not sleeping so well.
Yeah, you worry about your sleeping.
That's right, yeah.
Your sweats. Yeah, the nightmares.
It's the coffee.
Yeah, peeing all the time. Yeah, maybe put the coffee down.
Decaffeinated, I think, is the order of 2020.
But are you doing any? Have you swapped it out for any exercise?
I mean, I should, Jamie.
But it helped. That's what helped me. Because otherwise, right. I'd end up swapping it for chocolate or, you know.
Sweet things. Yeah, definitely. That sweet things are a thing that I.
Are you looking forward? Are you a fan of Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas is okay.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
50. How old am I? My goodness, yeah, 58.
58 is the prime of your life, mate.
Yeah, still got plenty of time. I was going to go and spend it with a friend, and I might still.
Yeah.
But then I've kind of been on my own most of my life.
Okay.
Not that I'm, you know, I'm not sort of begging any sympathy on that score, but I'm sort of having second thoughts, because the thing about when you go and stay with other people is you can't do what you want to do sometimes.
This is it.
You like watch things on telly or listen to talk radio or whatever it may be.
You always wake up early. You wake up too early as well, in someone else's house. You don't know where the loo is. You know, it's chaos.
You have to socialise with them when you're used to not talking to anyone.
You've probably not got your dressing gown with you, so you're just there in your pants. You don't know what to do. It's chaos.
Your shower gel's not there. You have to use a different one. You smell weird for the rest of the day. Yeah.
You find yourself sneaking bowls of cereal whilst they're still asleep, and you're terrified of getting caught, and it's just awkward because you should be able to have a bowl of cereal, Alistair. But you just feel awkward because you don't know where the bowls are. You don't know if you're eating out their best bowl or or the dog's bowl.
You don't know which milk to use.
You don't know what's going on. Yeah. It's chaos.
That's right.
So you have
our Christmas. Our Christmas my Christmas hasn't been the same since. My mum and dad both went, really.
Yeah, and
I've got
two
brothers, but, my dad died 2014.
Yeah.
And my mum 2001. And I've got two brothers, but, we're not that close as a family. I've never been invited.
There's nothing wrong with that. Not all families have to be.
No.
You know? No.
To be honest, maybe one Chris, it'd be nice to spend it with one of my brothers, but I don't mind.
Do they have family?
They both have families, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
But it's not really a worry.
Are you the oldest?
I'm the youngest.
Are you?
One of my brothers, I think that they struggled a bit when I was drinking.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. So have you got a bit of making up to
that? Yeah, a little bit, but one of my brothers came up, actually, for, Sunday lunch and brought his wife, and we had a nice day, so that was really good, actually.
Oh, nice.
And it was nice to see him just before Christmas, and he brought up a little present, so that's a good thing.
Oh, that's good.
Are you guys with family?
I am, yeah. Yeah. This is my last shift before Christmas.
Is it?
Yeah. And then going up to see my mam tomorrow, staying in Barbados. Get ready, Barbados. East is coming. I'm there until Monday and seeing my mum and my wife's family and all that kind of stuff, and then coming down and hiding in my house.
Are you doing any shows next year, Jamie?
Oh, there's a question, Alistair. In these four walls, no one knows if they're doing a show next week, mate. No one's got a clue.
Oh, really?
It's up in the air. I'll tell you what, hold on. I'm going to go and grab a break. I'll speak to you in a sec, Alistair, yeah?
All right, James.
All right, buddy. Back in a tick. You listen to Talk Radio.
No nonsense discussion.
It's Speech Radio, Jim.
This is Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Talk Radio. It's me, Jamie East, in for Ian and Kath. What time is it? Is it really 10:30 already?
Yes.
Breaks all over the shop.
Well, that's what happens when you don't go to them on time, Jamie.
Flying by the seat of my pants tonight. Alistair Slee. You all right, Alistair?
I am indeed.
Where were we?
Well, you said that you don't know what the plan is for next year yet.
Oh, yeah. I was being a bit glib. I still do my Sunday afternoon shows, and I'm just kind of here around. I've got a big other thing that's going on, but I can't really talk about it at the moment, which isn't meant to sound kind of like you okay, hun, kind of thing, but I'm just not allowed to talk about it yet.
Yeah.
But it's not here. It's somewhere else. But there's stuff going on. But, you know.
Is it official about the Times Radio, is that official yet, or can we not talk about that?
I don't know.
Does Alex know? Alex Scoobler? Okay. No, Alex doesn't know either.
I'm sure it's one of those things, Alistair. Some of it will probably be true, some of it probably won't be. Who knows what?
Oh, well. I will be tuning in wherever I can find you, so.
Good. Oh, I don't think we'll be
nice
moving.
To hear from you.
I don't think he'll be moving anyway. Good. Listen, Alistair, you keep your chins up, yeah?
Yeah, and thanks for that, Joe. Nice chat.
Nice chatting to you.
Like I said, if any of you, if you or any of you, the listeners, are of a weak disposition, I wouldn't recommend this documentary about cats on Netflix.
Yeah, don't watch that.
I've been warned off it.
Yeah, we'll watch it. We're going to talk about the other cats in a bit. But yeah, thanks for the recommendation,
cats
there, buddy.
It's supposed to be rubbish.
Oh, it is. It's a cracker. Cheers, mate. See you, Alistair. See ya. There you go. Ah, lovely stuff. 0344 499 1000. Tweet at Talk Radio. Text the word talk. And your message to 87222. Who's this on the line? Is that Susan?
Good evening, Jamie. Good evening to your lovely lady there with you.
How you doing?
I didn't catch her name.
It's Cass.
This is your lady. No, the lady next to you.
Yeah, it's Cass.
All right, darling, Cassie. Sorry, sweetheart. I'd like to say very first of all, if I may, a very, very Merry Christmas to you all and to Alistair, the gentleman who just
phoned. Yeah, that's very nice. Merry Christmas to you too. Are you looking forward to it?
And everybody else. Well, I am this Christmas because I'm hoping to spend some of it with very special gentlemen who I am very, very fond of.
Oh, you dirty Gertie!
No, we haven't.
You've been on Tinder?
No.
You've been on Bumble?
On Tinder. No. Why should I?
I don't know. Well, no, not if you're shacked up. Who is he?
I've never heard of them. Oh, I can't tell you that. He's a very private gentleman.
Oh, is he famous?
I want to talk.
Is he married?
Is he famous
or
married?
Actually, he is. Cass just asked the $50 million question. Actually, he is married, but he's separated. They're not together.
Are you sure?
Okay.
Okay, fine, fine.
Yep, yeah, we'll take his word. We'll take his word. We don't know.
Do you love him? I know where he lives, and it's not with
a lady. Sounds a bit threatening.
That is really threatening.
No, he's rented a flat. He moved out.
I know where he lives. I stand over him and watch him sleep.
His lady remains where they live. Okay, where they lived together. So they're separated, okay?
So she got the house.
She got the house, he got you.
Ooh, I hope so. And he still wears his wedding ring.
Oh. Right, that's a red flag.
Well, that's...
Is it stuck?
But...
Has he maybe popped on some work and can't get it off?
No, I asked him about that, and I said,
Did you ask him this on the first date, why are you still wearing the wedding ring?
Well, it wasn't soon after that. It wasn't too long after that, I should say. I did ask him about it, and he said, well, it's been on there so long, it's been on there for more than 20 years.
Okay.
So he said, would you like me to take it off? And I said, well, only if you want to.
Right.
I said, would you ever,
and
on another conversation, I said, would you get, you know, if you and I get serious and stuff, would you ever get divorced? And he said, well, not really. And I said, well, why? And he said, well, there's no reason to.
it's not sounding good, I have to say, Susan. Is he, someone's, Trevor's tweeting.
I know.
Do you know Trevor? Trevor's tweeting.
No.
So is your fella called Leroy?
Well, that's the stage name I give him. I call him Sweet Boy Leroy, but that's to protect his privacy.
Right. Okay.
Stage name.
So his stage name.
What stage is he on?
Is he from Barbados?
Now, yes.
Right. Okay.
He's a Barbados. What do you call a citizen of Barbados? What do you call them? Come on, Jamie.
A Barbadian, isn't it? A Badian, is
no,
it?
It's a Barbadian.
Oh, okay. I didn't sound quite as sultry as you, but...
What's the capital of Barbados? Come on, general knowledge test. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Bridgetown.
I was going to say that.
Bridgetown. You should have then.
Bridgetown.
Yeah, Jamie's pretty switched on, so are you, Cassie. But I am thinking this gentleman has a lot of baggage...
Right.
But
are you adding to
like
it?
Him.
Are you adding to the baggage, though?
Well,
are you helping him?
I don't know. Well, what do you mean by help? I mean, what do you mean by help? I'm not hindering him.
Right, okay. What do you say that?
I like him very much. He's extremely manful. He's extremely.
What is manful? What holds the door open for you?
Yeah.
Chivalrous,
yeah.
Yes, chivalrous.
Shuts the door manful for number twos.
He
flushes twice.
What?
Nothing, Karen.
He's very refined. He's very manful. He's very sweet. He's very different to the chap that I was messing around with before.
When you say messing around, what does that mean? Messing around? Just
well, I got involved. Well, there was that. I've told Leroy all about what we got up to, and I told him what a fool I was and everything. He said, don't beat yourself up about it.
Well, no, you
don't
shouldn't.
Don't beat yourself up.
But what's the point? Don't look back.
I know. Look forward, exactly.
I'm trying to conjure up Leroy. How old is Leroy? Can you give me a rough ballpark figure?
He is 60.
Okay, he's 60.
He's very elegant.
60s from Barbados. Does he live in the UK? Has he lived here long?
Oh, of course, he's lived here for 30 years.
Okay, fine. So I'm picturing the fella out of EastEnders.
He's very handsome. He's very, very handsome.
Yeah, I'm sure. So is the guy who
has a lovely face, a lovely body. He goes to the gym a lot. He's fit. Not that I'm. You know, that's what I'm interested in. Good night, sweetie. That's Andy, my neighbour, just gone in.
Where are you?
He's not.
Well, she's obviously at her house because her neighbour's there.
Are you in your neighbour's house?
No, I'm by the main door of my flat.
Oh, okay.
Because my phone signal is not good when I'm in the flat. I've switched from Tesco to EE.
Right, okay. Let's stay on target. Stay back to Leroy and his fitness.
All right. Okay, next question.
Well, what's the plan?
Well, I don't know. Just take it as it comes. You know, just take it as it comes. I know I'm extremely fond of him, isn't it?
How long has this been going on? I'm just trying to build, you know.
This has been going on since the last few days in August. Do you know how I met him?
No, clearly not.
Do you want to know?
Is it CD?
I was in Tesco Express.
Sorting your mobile contract out. Yeah.
No, I did that.
Switching from
EE,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was in Tesco Express shopping, and I just scanned. I just looked around, and I saw this man, and I thought, wow. And
what did you really think? Did you look him up and down?
I just thought, wow, there was something about him that pulled me towards him, and I don't know what it was. So I left Tesco, and I looked at him as I was walking out, and he looked at me, and I thought, God, I just want to talk to him. I want to know that man. And I don't know why I felt that. I'd never seen him before.
Yeah.
So I walked up to the bus stop because I was going towards my bus stop to get my bus to my cleaning job. And I just turned around me as I came out of Tesco. And he was behind me going in the same direction.
Was he following you?
Right.
No, he was simply walking home.
Maybe he saw you.
Well, I'll come to that. But and I thought, I can't let him go. What am I going to do? I don't normally talk to strange men, but I got to the bus stop. He was coming up behind me. And I said, hello. And he said, hello. And I said, where are you from? And he said, Barbados. Honestly, somebody tweeted in when I told this story before, and they said, Susan's telling lies. I'm not telling lies. I'm really not telling lies. It happened. I spoke to this man, and he put his shopping bags down on the concrete on the road to talk to me, the pavement, and I saw this wedding ring, and I thought, oh, no. And I said, are you married? He said, well, yes, but we're not together anymore. And I saw, and he said I was married.
Wait, so what,
said,
you thought
you're
what?
You're still wearing your ring. I said, you're still wearing
your ring.
You're
going round in circles here. Let's get to the crux of it.
I said, you're still wearing your ring. He said, we were together for 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what happened? Well, you dragged him off to bed and here you are.
No, I did not. Good God, I'm not like that.
What's the point? It
takes months.
Months?
What do you mean, what's the point?
What's the point? Look, I'm not being funny. We're all in the twilight of our years here, Susan. What are you faffing around at? Get the fella into bed.
No. I have to get used to somebody first. I have to get to know them.
Oh, what a faff. No wonder he's dithering.
No. Not at all, but...
Did he take you out on dates?
He's done lots of...
Did he take you out on dates? Is he... Okay, fine.
Yeah.
All right, well... Was there? Did you phone up with anything in mind, or was it just to boast about your lover?
No, I'm not boasting.
You're boasting about your chivalrous Barbadian animal.
Because I have. Well, he's very. I haven't had.
Susan, I'm married, but I want you.
I haven't had a partner for many years, and it's rather lovely.
Good.
But I want to talk to you about the weather. I got soaking wet shoes today.
I don't think we've got time for the weather.
Wait a minute, see if we're going to the weather. Hold that thought, Susan.
What?
Angela.
Hello, Jamie.
How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, are you?
Have you phoned up to boast about a Barbadian lover?
No.
Okay, fine.
Can I just wish Alistair a happy Christmas?
You can. Of course you can. Go for it.
Alistair, if you're listening, you've always cheered me up. Happy Christmas, mate.
Ah, there we go. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. I was just seeing... I just was seeing if you're all right.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I'm good. It's been a while. I've not done this show for ages.
Yeah, I'm not... You haven't. I haven't been on properly for about a year and a half.
I've been ostracised, Angela.
It's just a little bit.
Yeah, it's just.
My phone. I've been a bit preoccupied with something, but I don't know how to put it.
Okay. Well, let's take it gently. I tell you what. Hold that thought, and we'll come back after a break, shall we?
Okay.
See you in a sec.
No nonsense discussion.
It's Speech Radio, Jim.
This is Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Talk Radio with me, Jamie East. How the devil are you? Running away from Susan. My wife. welcome back to Talk Radio. How the devil are you? Angela, how you doing?
No, I'm all right, Jamie. I don't know how to put this, but can you hear me all right?
I can.
I hope your phone's all right. well, it still started after Blackpool. I got blamed for it when I was at Blackpool and all.
Okay.
But,
why were you in Blackpool?
Holiday.
Okay. When was this?
September.
You went for a holiday in Blackpool in September? Crikey, the life.
It was quite warm.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really good for you.
Yeah. What it is, you know what I do? I'm quite upset about it actually.
Okay.
Take a breath. I made this friend at my creation club. He had his Bibles.
Your what club, sorry?
At my creation club. And there's this bloke with his Bibles. He started there after I'd been on holiday. So I went up to speak to him and everything. And, as I said, he had the same interest as me, like ghost stuff and everything. And
ghost stuff, is that what you said?
Spiritual stuff. And we had a good conversation, and I know my Bible anyway.
Have you memorized it? How many times do you reckon you've read it?
Yeah, loads.
Do you read it back to back like a story, or do you just pick out your favourite bits?
pick out my favourite bit.
Okay.
And anyway, so we were just talking and chatting, and then this other girl started there, and then she was all right, and then she was all right with him. And then...
Hang on a second. You're at the club. There's this guy, this new guy's there, knows his Bible. You're thinking, well, this guy knows his Bible. Then another girl starts talking to him, and they're getting on. Is that where we are? Right, okay.
And then this other woman came along, and she...
So at this point, there's three women and one bloke?
Yeah, because my partner...
I've seen this DVD. Yeah,
and my partner came to meet him as well, and we had a chat.
So your partner, so there's you, your partner, this strange new mysterious man at the club who knows his Bible, and three women.
Yeah, but this woman didn't like it, so I thought, get a grip. And then she reported
didn't
this
like what?
Him talking to me, and I thought, so I confronted her. I said, if you got to tell me what to think or do.
There's a bit of jealousy going on, a little bit of friction.
I think so.
It's all getting a bit bitchy.
Okay. And then, so I said, because I was outside, I said, one thing, lady, do not double cross me.
Right, so you went a bit Bette Lynch on her. Up against the wall? Pushed it, shoved?
No. I do it a different way. And she didn't like it. She got up and walked out. And my friend James said, I like you, Anna. So I said, oh, thank you. And then, because I got a bit sick, we did that sickness book that was going about.
Right, so you're threatening someone at a club over a bloke who reads the Bible.
I said we should have a chat. I said to you, a bit of a bully.
A bit of a bully? Okay.
Yeah, she was a bully, pure bully. I've seen her in action. So I said, so I spoke to him, but when I got a bit poorly with that
bug that was going around,
So he didn't turn up after a bit. So now, to me, I feel like I lost a friend. It's just good company.
You feel like you've lost a friend?
Yeah, and I...
Well, so you knew these women?
No, the women I knew, but the bloke I didn't. But it was just interesting. Why do people have to be so cool? Why can't people just be...
Was that the story, or was that the prologue to the story?
No, part of the story. But why do people have to be so cool, Jamie?
If we had the answer to that...
I don't get it.
You wouldn't need the radio.
You wouldn't need the radio.
I don't get it.
What happened to the bloke? Did you cop off with him? Was that where I thought this story was going?
No, it wasn't. He was just a good friend.
So are you still friends with him?
No, because I haven't seen him since.
So you only met him once?
I've met him five times. He came on Monday and Thursday. But why are people so cool?
I don't know. Why? I mean, look, I think the problem is that if we all got along, it'd be boring. Life would be just dull, wouldn't it? You know, we're not meant to get on with everybody, are we? Because otherwise,
we worked in their home, Jamie. It was just like I was sitting there on that table for weeks on my own.
Whose home?
And then I get on my company. Why are people so damn well cool?
Whose home were you in? Sorry,
it was at the library.
What?
I was at the library, that's where it...
This is a wild ride, this is Angela, we're going on a wild ride here. So we're at the library now?
Yeah, it was at the library.
And this is where you threatened this woman?
No, I didn't threaten her.
Well, you kind of said, get out of my pub, didn't you?
No, I didn't. She walked out, and she's been a bully to me since with the other clubs. And I just nearly ran under a bus. It was that bad.
Well, don't run under buses, because that's quite tricky.
No, it was that bad. I just nearly didn't want to know.
Okay. So, at what stage are we at now? Are you upset because of how they were behaving towards you?
I'm just upset.
How long ago did this happen?
I don't know.
Well, are we days, weeks, months? Because Blackpool was when? September?
About a few weeks after Blackpool.
Okay. But You don't need toxic people in your life, Angela.
Well, what was wrong with seeing someone different? What is wrong with the world?
Well, we haven't got enough time in the day to even begin to tackle that. So let's when you feel like you've got insurmountable problems, think of the smallest part of that problem that you can solve. And then it all starts from there. So with these people, do you need them in your life?
Not the women, no.
So therefore, they've done you a favour.
Well, therefore, they should mind their own business.
Well, yeah, but let them then. You carry on with your life without them.
Because I haven't seen them since.
Well, that's win-win then, isn't it?
They won.
They didn't win. There's no winning involved here. You know, just move on.
Why should I move on? Because I was sick and I was going to go and see him. I think it's the most cruelest world that people can. Well, because
if they're horrible to you, why do you want to? What do you want to know about them for?
Well, I don't want to know them, but I was there first. I've been there for weeks on my own.
Where first? I'm so confused. Where were you first?
In the library. I was at the library.
Right. You're at the library and then the guy turned up with the Bible.
He'd been there for a couple of weeks before I would come back from holiday, so I don't know what time period.
Right.
But I was getting blamed for everything, so I thought, I'm not having it anymore. I ain't, because I'm at the point of suicide.
Well.
To be fair.
What? Look, people at the library are not worth any of those thoughts, that's for sure. And what does your partner say about all of this?
He said that we weren't doing anything wrong. Because he's out with him and...
Yeah, but your partner's got your back, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't she? Sorry, it's a bit presumptuous of me.
Because we used to torment him. We thought he was Ken.
Ken?
Yeah, that's all. Because we tormented him, you see. And, but it was just... I've had enough, Jamie. I don't want to be here.
Okay, well, look, I mean, where's your partner?
Downstairs.
Go downstairs and have a cuddle. Have a cup of tea.
I just don't want to be here anymore.
Well, go downstairs, get your partner, give him a big fat cuddle, and then phone me back in half an hour. Does that work? Enough of what?
Just everything.
You can't be like this. Over a load of daft Dorises at the library. That's daft.
They were bullied. They're fat enough.
Yeah, but think of something. Think of a happy thing. What makes you smile? What makes you smile? Think of Frank Butcher answering the door to Pat wearing nothing but a flashing bow tie.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Susan just made me laugh.
Did she? What, about the fella from Barbados?
Mm.
Don't you think it's a bit weird that she's not slept with him yet?
I don't know.
Your business?
Well, no, it's not. I know it's not my business. I just find it a bit strange.
Well, you know, not everyone...
Yeah.
Well...
So why did she make you laugh? I'm sure she's listening now. She'll phone in.
And she'll tell you that the people down the library are not...
Have you got a different library you can go to?
Yeah, I stopped going anyway because I've been quite poorly.
Well, have you returned your books, though? You're not building up any fines because that would put the icing on the cake, wouldn't it?
I've gone to a book club at night time, so they can't. They're a lot nicer group, and I've told someone there.
Yeah.
And they said, I'm taking the mick.
My head's spinning a bit, I have to say. It's quite a confusing, tangled web you've found yourself in. Obviously, Angela, I'm not massively qualified to help you if you are thinking things like that. You know you should speak to the Samaritans if you're feeling in any way, shape or form like that, don't you?
It's been a horrible year.
It's tough out there at the moment, isn't it?
Why did they, like, attack the disabled? If you're different, it is the target.
Yeah. Why, in what way are you different, if you don't mind me asking?
It's just my mobility.
Yeah. What, getting about, out and about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I just feel shattered.
And what, sorry?
I just feel shattered.
I'm not surprised. I'm sure you do.
No, like,
and not even Frank Butcher in the nuddy is making it any better.
Maybe if you Google it.
I will, don't you worry.
He has a flashing bow tie, he's got his tackle out, Pat opens the door, and he goes, What about Del Boy dropping a chandelier?
No, I finished my Christmas table runner anyway, my close run one.
You finished your Christmas what?
Close run table runner. There's somebody I've been following online.
You've been following someone online?
Yeah, how to close your different things and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that like you play some which spork?
Spork, I don't
see. Spork.
Angela's a classy bird. She doesn't use sporks.
Sporks are great. You only have to, you don't need to chop anything up.
You can't have
then.
A spork at Christmas lunch.
Yeah. It's on my Twitter if you want to see it. I've done a video.
All right, tweet me. Tweet it to me. I'll have a look.
I will.
Yeah? Do me a favour, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Go and give your chap a massive fat snog, put the kettle on, make a cup of tea, and call me back in half an hour, and we'll put the world to rights. That work?
This is my friend. He was just a friend.
Pardon?
He was just a friend.
He was just a friend. That's fine. Listen, don't let things get on top of you. Don't blow things up out of proportion. And look, go make a cup of tea, and if you do want to talk to someone properly who's qualified to help you with stuff like that, then it's 116123, okay? That's the Samaritans. Because I'm here for you. I'm a shoulder to cry on, but I'm thick as mint, and I can't actually help you.
I love all of you, and I think it's a brilliant station. And I hope it don't lose any good presenters like you.
Oh, don't be daft. Don't worry about this place. Don't worry about this place. Have you seen Ghostbusters? Have you seen the film Ghostbusters? You know those two stone dogs? Well, they're Mike Graham and Julie Hartley Brewer, and they sit outside the door, so anyone that comes in trying to do anything bad, you know, they've got to get past Julia. You know, she wears that necklace all the time. That's like a curse. If she takes that off, she turns into Dracula.
It's very
like the
nice,
Gary Oldman version. Right, we're going to go to a break, otherwise I'll be coming to cuddle your partner. All right, I'll speak to you in a bit, Angela, all right?
Bye.
Give us a call back in a bit. You listen to Talk Radio with me, Jamie Hughes, back in a sec.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
This is Talk Radio.
Ian and Kath, they're back tomorrow. Lovely top of the hour. Give us a call, 03444991000. We're here for you. If you want to chat, you just want to be among friends, you want to get things off your chest, got any questions, we talk about film, we talk about music, talk about telly, talk about your feelings, talk about love, talk about sex, talk about hate, we'll talk about anything. Give us a call, 03444991000. Tweet at Talk Radio or text the word talk in your message to 87222. Text R25P plus your standard network rate. Emily. How are you?
I'm very well, Jamie. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Where are you calling from?
Just outside of Guildford.
Oh, lovely.
Very exciting place.
It's on an air.
It says.
I asked her and everything.
You did. You filled in the form.
Yeah, you didn't read it, did you?
Well done. What's going on? What do you do, Emily?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I work in digital marketing and comms.
Oh, wow.
Stuff.
Cool.
With newspapers and magazines.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Very cool
very
indeed.
Yeah.
And what can I do for you?
I'm just saying hello. Is that okay?
Of course it is.
Right?
Of course it is. First, long time listener, first time caller.
Is this my first time calling, did you say?
Yeah, long. Are you a long, it's like the cliche thing. It's like a long time listener, first time caller. Is it one of those things?
Yeah.
Ah.
I didn't realise that that was a thing people really did. I mean, I kind of knew, but.
Ah, okay.
Really. I mean, is this the best way to talk to people, do you say?
Well, it's either that or through dating apps, I guess, or so I'm told.
Okay.
So, WhatsApp mainly, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
WhatsApp, yeah.
Is that the best way?
It's not the best way, it's the main way now, isn't it?
Is that what the kids are doing?
Yeah.
It's what my mum does, and she's not a kid anymore.
Ah, okay.
Well. I haven't spoken to my mum on the phone for weeks. WhatsApp, every day.
This is true. This is true. What's going on in your life then, Emily?
What's going on in my life?
Yeah.
Anything
exciting?
Exciting at the, well, kind of. I recently back from living abroad and just back in the UK.
Whereabouts were you?
Do you want to leave again now?
Do I want to leave again? Kind of.
Where did you?
New York.
You're in New York?
Oh,
yeah. Wow,
I know. That's what everyone says.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was amazing. It's the opportunity of a lifetime.
Was it actually better than England, or was it just American? Or was it just like a novelty?
It was so American. It was so different as well to the UK.
For breakfast and
very
grits.
Naive about going there. I thought, will we speak English? It'll be fine. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's exactly like that. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Really different.
Did you just like buy loads of trainers all the time and stuff because they're so cheap and all that
trainers?
Kind of thing?
No, but it wasn't because of Brexit and the pound.
Use the B word. I'm not allowed to talk Brexit on talk radio.
But yeah, so things weren't cheap there at all. Things are expensive and it's New York. New York's not cheap.
No, that's true. That's true.
No.
Okay. Are you happy? How long have you been back in the country?
A few months, so. Enough time now.
Enough time? Jolly good. And what have you got planned for Christmas?
Christmas is quite a low-key affair, just spending it with family. And then Boxing Day football, of course.
Who do you support?
Tottenham Hotspur.
Are they good? Are they doing well?
I think they're not good, usually. We've had a kind of good spell for a few... Do you not follow the football?
I do not follow football.
I didn't even know they played... Why do people play on Boxing Day?
Does Glenn Hoddle still manage them?
Tottenham? Are you kidding?
Did he ever?
Does Michael Owen still play football?
No. So we're not a great team. That's it, really.
But that's the kind of like it's like an abusive relationship, isn't it, with football teams that are doing really bad. You just kind of you stick with them because you just keep convincing yourself it's going to get better and it doesn't.
And every time they play, there's that little bit of hope, and
hope that kills you, Emily.
It is. Yes.
What are you hoping to get for Christmas?
What am I hoping to get?
Yeah.
What, presents-wise?
Yeah. How old are you?
How old am I? I'm 24 and a half.
She's a baby!
Oh.
She's a little baby!
Oh, do you still get an advent calendar?
I bet she does.
I don't.
And a selection box.
Did you find the elf on the shelf this morning, Emily?
Oi!
I haven't had an advent calendar in many, many years.
Oh.
I didn't get a stocking or anything. That stuff happens. Stops happening, right?
Did it? My son's 26. Yeah. He still expects one.
Does he actually?
Yeah.
I need to talk to my parents.
Because the only time he gets any deodorant, I think, that's kind of, you know, and tangerines.
Well, you'll all be pleased to hear that I do actually wear deodorant, so that's good. All year round.
Phew. Ah, jolly good. Anything else on your mind?
No. My stories are not as exciting or eccentric, I guess.
Emily, everyone's got a story.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, no, of course they do, yeah.
Who's the most famous person you've ever met?
I've ever met?
Yeah.
But this is not going to, it's going to be tiny in comparison to, like, the people you've met.
Well, no, I'm not comparing you to me. I'm just asking.
This isn't a competition.
It's not a competition.
Because Jamie would always lose.
Meet and speak to, or, like, see in passing?
Someone you've met and spoken to. Someone you've actually kind of interacted with.
Okay.
Because, you know, everyone's seen Beyonce in concert. That could, you know, you can't count that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say something like that.
Okay. People do, though.
Do they? Reggie Yates? I danced with him.
Did you?
Ooh!
Oh, yeah. What?
Cool,
like
right?
a little Dutty Wine dance? Or like a...
Little tango?
Just like Uptown Funk? What was the song?
What was the song? It was on a CBBC show when I was quite a lot younger. I can't remember what the song was. happy something.
Wow. Okay, so you're on a CBeebies show, dancing with Reggie Yates. That must have been incredible.
Yeah, highlight of my life, for sure.
Reggie Yates, that's a good one.
Yeah, he's pretty famous. And then who's the actor in...
Who's the actor? It's not looking good, is it?
The dad. And is it something Dennis? Can't remember his name.
What programme?
The comedian, Outnumbered, that BBC show about the family.
Oh, Hugh Dennis.
Hugh Dennis. I sat next to him on the train from Waterloo to Guildford once.
Lucky
you. That's my only other claim to fame.
The train from Waterloo to Guildford, you sometimes see Mick Hucknall quite a lot on that train.
Do you?
You do.
I've never seen Mick Hucknall on that train.
Really?
Yeah, he sits there with a Pret sandwich. And you kind of look at him and you think, that looks a bit like Mick Hucknall. And you keep watching. And then he picks bits of sandwich out of the diamond inset in his tooth.
No.
And you go, oh, it is Mick Hucknall.
Have you been stalking Mick Hucknall?
Often. My friend knows him. My friend goes around for dinner at his house and goes on his trampoline.
This wasn't a competition.
I know it's a competition. I'm just saying that's how I know he gets the train to...
This is a competition, isn't it? Look.
You see, you've ruined the game now, Jamie.
I've not ruined the game.
With your name dropping and your diamond teeth.
Look, I'm not even... Are you saying that Mick Hucknall's better than Reggie Yates or worse? Because I'm inconclusive.
I think I'm maybe I win on that front, but
because you dance with Reggie, you've just been stalking. Yeah,
I merely observed Mick Hucknall, which I did say was not allowed. I did not interact with him.
So. Have you met Taylor Swift?
I haven't met Taylor Swift.
Okay,
I did meet Robert De Niro this week.
Oh yeah, I saw on Instagram. That is a big deal.
That was a big deal.
That's such a young person thing to say. I saw on Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie's an old person, and he's on Instagram. You know what I mean.
Jesus.
In fairness, he has to use it for work, otherwise he probably wouldn't be on it.
Sure.
This is brutal. This is a problem.
Sorry, Jamie.
You know what? I forgive you. Emily, thank you so much for calling in. I feel very happy that you've come on and introduced yourself to the world. It's been lovely talking to you.
You too.
Have yourself
a
lovely
Christmas
evening.
To you both.
And a great Christmas to you too. There you go. Brand new caller.
I
like Emily too. We're bringing new listeners in. This is the remit. This is
what we're doing.
This is what we're doing. Kyle.
How are you doing?
All right. Kyle came on the Sunday show last week, Cass.
I heard.
Live in the studio.
You had actual listeners in the actual building.
I know. Imagine if Ian and Kat did that.
It'd be pandemonium.
It'd be great.
It'd be pandemonium. There'd be so many people here.
Can you imagine Caddick sat next to Rainbow George, sat next to Angela and Susan, Kyle as the ringmaster?
No.
Chaos. Like People's Parliament.
Someone turns up with some special cookies. It all kicks off. It'd be amazing.
Well, I was going to say, good evening, Jim. Good evening. I didn't... Was it Cassie, the lady that's with you tonight? I
think call her whatever you want. Cassie. She doesn't really mind.
No, I'm not that bothered.
Cathy.
Cass.
So I was going to say it was brilliant. Thank you, because obviously I don't want to like bang on about it, but I did win the quiz.
You did win
totally
the quiz.
Totally changed my life, Jamie.
Well, I'm glad. Which prize did you get again?
Star Wars Blu-rays and an Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, that was.
These the new Star Wars Blu-rays?
Yes.
It's not really a prize, then, is it?
Well, there's always one, isn't there, to weigh on your Christmas.
I mean, the Amazon Fire Stick.
It was all of the Star Wars Blu-rays, so all of the films, all eight of them.
All eight of them.
Yeah. There is his choice as well. He could have had the Game of Thrones one, and he didn't.
I would have probably taken the Game of Thrones one. What was it, all series?
Yeah, all eight series.
I might have taken
all
that.
All 73 episodes on Blu-ray.
Well, I would have probably left the last three.
But no, honestly, people in the street have been recognising me, calling me a cult in Rochdale.
Cult!
My blood ran cold.
Right, no, because people know, they're like, you're the guy that was on that Jamie show.
Shut your face.
I'm Skippy. So there's two things. Oh, and also, by the way, I did think that Susan's boyfriend was obviously Patrick from EastEnders.
That was who I was trying to think of.
Oh, Patrick, of course.
The one, he does nothing, wears the pork pie hat, and he just goes, yeah, man, all the time.
Yeah, so I've started doing it now. It's infectious. but the two things I was going to ask you about, and obviously because you've got a lady in the studio, not that I'm sexist. So I watched The Apprentice finale last night.
I watched that this morning.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Have you seen any of it?
Oh, so, yeah, I've seen bits of it. Yeah, this year.
what was right? And I don't understand fashion at the best of times. I certainly don't understand women's fashion. What was going on with those eyebrows? They were like.
No, you mean Scarlett?
Any of them? They all look weird.
I'll have to Google. Hold on, Scarlett Apprentice.
But Karen's eyebrows, were they okay? Sugars, were they all right? Claude, how are Claude's eyebrows?
My God, yeah. I mean, yeah, right, I don't understand. What style is that then, Cass? Well, I don't know why I'm asking.
Well, it's kind of, I'm not sure if they're tattooed on or not.
Right, explain to me tattooed. If any ladies are listening that have tattooed their eyebrows, have you tattooed your eyebrows?
No.
Any ladies are listening that have tattooed their eyebrows in, explain, can you just give us a call, 03444991000? I've got questions.
There's a couple of reasons why they do it.
Why? What? What's the
don't well, forward? some ladies have overplucked. Stop
what?
It.
What?
Overplucked, so they don't get as many hairs growing, so they have to have them tattooed on. Others just prefer it, because you can tattoo your eyeliner on as well. But I mean, does that really take away from a business plan?
Well, I just thought it was a bit distracting looking at two. It was like, well, not even caterpillars, because they were smooth. I just found it.
This is such a typical man thing. You're not interested in her business. You're not interested in how well she's done for the last 12 weeks. No. Can't bothered by her eyebrows.
You're on her
typical chauvinistic man.
Whoa, hang on a minute. I didn't like those red satin pants she had on either. What was all that about?
I have to say, I didn't like them trousers either. They looked lovely on her, but they were not for me.
I don't know what the hell was going on. What are we talking about? Is this,
well, it was
he's just judging her by her looks.
No, I'm not. You've just done exactly the same thing. You've done exactly
is
the
it
same
Karina?
Thing.
Is Karina?
No, Scarlett.
Yeah.
I'm very confused.
Karina's eyebrows were just eyebrows.
Hang on a minute. I only had a pop at the eyebrows and the trousers. You better go with the trousers now as well. So
no, you didn't like the trousers, and I said, no, I didn't like trousers, but they looked very good on her.
What else is going on in your life, Kyle?
Apart from eyebrows.
Apart from eyebrow watching, stalking. Not very much, but I do remember on a previous show you had, I believe on the other station, Jamie, was remixes. And I heard a great one. You've probably heard it. But, I first heard Cocktail Bar and Bustin'.
Oh,
you?
God. It's been years since I heard that. Can we have a little go of that? Can you remember what it was called? What the file was called that you had to look for?
Oh, it was just Cocktail Bar, and Bustin' was Ray Parker Jr., wasn't it?
Hang on a sec, I'm going to have to... I've just typed in Cocktail Bar, that's not going to work.
See, Cast the Fun Police will stop me like saying, don't ring in with fun and games now, don't do it.
Well, no, just don't ring in with stupid opinions.
I think this is it.
What?
I think this is it? Hold on a sec.
Make sure there's swears in it. Where's the button?
No, it's not that one.
There is a third remix though, Jamie, that I think you'll like.
Okay, go on, hit me.
I'd never heard it before, but it's a mashup of I'm Still Standing and Bohemian Rhapsody.
No way.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm Still Standing, Bohemian Rhapsody. Hold on a second, let's have a listen to this. Queen versus Elton John, I'm Still Bohemian, that one.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, hold on, let's get this up. I do love a mashup. Oh, hello.
Oh.
Hello, pass me the tinsel.
Oh, that's a banger.
Get the poppers out, Cass. We're not getting poppers out.
Absolutely not. Poppers in here.
This is fantastic. Where's my phone going?
Your phone was making noise. Ruining the song.
What's my dad doing? Phoning it? Doesn't it work?
You're on the radio.
Kyle, that's brilliant.
That was quality.
I loved that.
Is that right? Well, I was going to say, I think I'll probably that's probably my limit of conversation. But anyway, have a lovely Christmas, both, and it was lovely to be down.
Thank you, buddy.
Ah, Merry Christmas.
You too. Have a great one, fella.
All right, see you later.
See you, Kyle. I'm trying to find that Cocktail Bar one. Have you ever heard that one?
I have not.
Oh, hold on a sec.
Mashups used to be a big thing in the early 2000s, didn't they?
Yeah.
People don't do them anymore.
There was one guy that used to do some amazing ones, and it was just like he'd do like High and Dry mixed with kind of Elvis Costello and stuff like that. That was, I think this might be it. I want to say, has it got an ad?
I was thinking the other day, kids will never understand watching YouTube without ads. Well, unless they've got premium now.
Yeah. Is this it? Have you heard this? I think you'll like this. You know the song, right? Obviously. You don't know this version of it, though. Here we go. All together.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. A cocktail bar. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. Working in a cocktail bar. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
We won't play it. People, this will send people over the edge, I think. People will be actually screaming for Caddick singing Elaine Page. Come on, Angela. Angela, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I bet you like this, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Has that cheered you up a bit? Have you Googled Mike Reed?
Yes, I know the one you mean.
You know the one I mean. So you're looking at Mike Reed in the buff and listening to this. I mean, what more is there to life, eh?
Yeah, do you know what my partner said?
What?
Do you feel better now?
And? And? I'm on tenterhooks.
Yeah.
Do you feel better after looking at Mike Reed's naked body?
I did. Yeah.
Everyone does.
Talk radio, the tonic for everything.
Sorry, I didn't mean to snap.
You didn't snap? What are you on about? You did not snap at all. It did not snap at all.
My partner was listening and he said, that made you feel better? Because, you know, because my mother-in-law said, you're just a friendly person, that's your problem.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with being friendly. If you're friendly and you're kind, Angela, eventually, all good comes. You know, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
No. Now, my mother-in-law met him and she said, I'll crack on you two, and that was it. She knows I talk to everyone anyway.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Angela, I'm
really sorry.
Don't apologise, you big daft Doris.
We're just glad you phoned us and,
I'm glad you've called back. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Phone up and have a bit of a moan. That's what we're here for.
Sweep wants to say hello to you.
Who does?
Sweep.
Sweep? Is that your fella?
Yeah. No, Shitty and Sweep.
Okay. Hi. Hello. Yeah. Sweep, are you there? Oh, my God.
Is the real Sweep?
Yeah. I've got loads of toys on my bed.
I was not expecting that.
You get it.
The actual Sweep.
No.
Wow.
The actual Sweep.
Hang on a sec. Well, do you know what? It's a massive coincidence. Because I've got Sooty here. Hold on a sec. What's that Sooty?
He's too quiet.
What's that Sooty? He says hello.
Hello, Sooty.
Hang on a sec. What's that? He says he's Sweep there.
Hang on. Yeah, he's here. Hang on.
Yeah, he's there. Hold on. What's that? Sweep owes him a tenner. Well, there's no need to be like that.
That's rude.
We'll get off. Come on. We'll get off. Come.
I've linked my Twitter feed to your Twitter on Twitter.
You follow me on Twitter?
Yeah.
For the table placing.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
We're going to go have a break in a few minutes. I'll have a look.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen,
cheers, mate.
Angela, I'll speak to you in a bit, all right?
Yeah, you have any Christmas, yeah?
Yeah, you too, darling.
And you
too.
And Sweep.
Love to Sweep. And love to the fella. And he said, what's that?
Sorry.
Sooty says, tell Sweep to get knotted. He wants his tenor back. All right, see you later.
See you soon.
See ya. Simon, how you doing?
Good evening.
How you doing,
just
mate?
Just a quickie.
Go on.
Just a, yeah, nice to hear you back on the radio.
Cheers, mate.
Just
a quickie.
Not really off the radio.
I've not left. That's tragic, but carry on.
Well, I do listen on Sundays as well.
I know you do.
A couple of pieces of music you might be interested in.
I'm very interested. Always looking for recommendations.
Right. So on YouTube.
Yeah.
Type in or look for Anders Flanders.
Ambers Flanders.
Yeah.
Amber as in.
Anders as in Anders.
Anders Flanders. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got them. Is it? There's no swearing in, is there?
No, they're perfectly fine. The two I want you to have a quick listen to. One is the Ghostbusters theme.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
here
the other
we go.
One, yeah.
Shall I play that now?
And the other one. Hey, say again.
Shall I play it now?
Well, there's that one, but also the absolute epic is I Want to Know What Love Is.
What, the Foreigner?
Yeah. It's incredible.
Right, here we go. I found it. Shall I play it?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, here we go. Let's have a listen. This should be good. Let me just check there's no adverts that are going to pop up on the old YouTubes. Here we go. So, it's like I'm looking at a one-man band, is that right?
Yeah.
He's got a cymbal on his head. An accordion, a trumpet. Right, here we go.
What?
He's got a good crowd, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Song. Oh, here we go. Take a little time. Put a hand upon my shoulders. Yes. In my life. Yeah. They can pay.
Oh, I can hear it now.
Amazing.
I can't really describe what I'm seeing. I'm just seeing a man going through a nervous breakdown in the streets of Liverpool with a crash helmet and an accordion.
Ghostbusters one is more upbeat.
That is astounding. If anyone wants to listen, just search for Anders Flanders. What's his story? Do you know anything about him?
He just pops up randomly a few days ago, and I've been all over it ever since.
Oh, he's Swedish.
What gave it away?
Yeah.
Anders Flanders.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. But he says clips on there of him doing weddings and all sorts. He's a legend.
I'm gonna Google him and find out what his story is.
Try the Ghostbusters one, Jamie.
Oh, I'm gonna say. All right, hold on. Yeah, let me just get. Hold on a sec. Rainbow George is calling in. Hold on, let me just.
We've got a break at some point.
George, if you're listening, give us 3 minutes. I'll come to you in a few minutes. We'll play. Hang on, let me find the Ghostbusters one. Here we go. Ghostbusters theme, Anders Flanders and his one-man band. Where's that gone? Here we go. Let's have a look. Oh, flipping heck. Add one of two. What's going on here? I don't want to see Hans Zimmer doing a mess.
Why don't you have the premium service?
Oh, behave yourself.
You cheat.
Okay, more gaffer tape. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to use gaffer tape even more. Gaffer tape solves all our problems, except our psychic problems.
It's true.
So, come on, get to it.
Recycling the best.
Okay. Isn't?
There's a.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Look at him. This is amazing. Gotta go, everyone's. If you're in front of your phone, Google Anders Flanders. This guy's amazing.
Brilliant, isn't it?
I mean, he looks absolutely loopy, but he's very good. I'm very pleased you brought that into my life, Simon.
Anders Flanders.
Thank you, Jamie.
Are you looking forward to Christmas, mate?
Not really.
Okay, Malcolm, are you working?
It's just another day for me. I'm on my own and, mum's in hospital at the moment.
Oh, so sorry to hear that. Are you going to spend it at the hospital or...?
No, hopefully she'll be out by then, but at the moment it's... It could go either way at the moment, but she made it through the procedure she had to have, so that's one thing.
Okay.
But by all accounts, it'll be quiet this year. But anyway, I'll let you crack on, mate, because you've got to sum up your reserves for Rainbow George.
Oh, sorry, I sneezed. I have got to sum up. I've got to build up a bit of energy. Rainbow George is coming up after half past. Listen, Simon, right. Have yourself a good
cheers,
break, mate.
Jamie,
take care,
bye.
Buddy. See you, mate. Right, listen, Talk Radio with me, Jamie East. We'll be back in about, I think it's just that pointless break, isn't it? We'll be back in about 3 seconds.
No nonsense discussion. It's Speech Radio, Jim. This is Talk Radio.
Psychedelic Furs, Love My Way, absolute banging tune. Welcome back to Talk Radio. I am Jamie East, in for Ian and Kath. They're back tomorrow, but I'm very pleased to have your company, and I'm delighted. I feel honoured, and I feel slightly terrified. It's Rainbow George. Rainbow George, how are you doing? Long time no speak.
Why are you terrified?
Well, because, you know, you carry with you a certain gravitas.
Do I?
And a certain degree of trepidation.
Trepidation?
Yeah, you know.
Well, why?
Well, no one calls himself Rainbow George if they don't fancy themselves a bit.
I don't fancy myself at all.
What's going on in your life? What's happening?
Went to see a doctor yesterday.
Is this the start of a joke or...?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was a hernia problem.
Oh, dear.
And she looked at my fingernails and said I should go and have chest x-rays because she thinks I've got... lung cancer.
Hang on, whoa.
So,
hang on a sec, there's a lot to take in there. Let's just examine that. Let's just pick that. So, you went in for a hernia problem.
Yeah.
The doctor looked at your fingernails.
Yes.
And said you got lung cancer.
Thought it very likely and told me to go and have
what, from your fingernails?
Yes.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Was it a witch doctor?
No, I googled,
Lung cancer. No, don't do that. Blooming
heck. You'll see on there that fingernails indicate certain...
Hang on a second. So fingernails lung cancer is going into my Google now. I'm going to end up on some register. Hold on a sec. Fingernails. Hold on a sec. According to cancer research... hold on a sec. Have you got finger clubbing?
Well, there's something not right with my fingernails.
So, but finger clubbing, is that, you know, finger clubbing is like a, it's not a deformity, but the ends of your fingers bulbous. Is that what's happening with your fingers?
Well, the nails, there are pictures of nails there. My nails are like those pictures.
Well, I've typed in images for fingernails lung cancer.
Yeah.
Right, I see what you mean. Yeah, nail clubbing. That's quite common though, George.
Well, I'm not going to go and have a chest x-ray.
Do you know who else has got fingers like that? I interviewed them. It was Jeremy Renner, the actor.
Has he?
Yeah. So, you know, Hawkeye from the Avengers has got fingers like that, and he's doing all right.
Hang on, I'm going to have to look this up now. I want to see what his hands look like.
If you Google, he doesn't show his hands. This is interesting. So I interviewed him, and I couldn't take my eyes off his fingernails. And I was telling someone else about it, going... Because I googled it after seeing it, and I typed in and found this fingernail clubbing that Rainbow George is suffering from. Tried to show someone that Jeremy Renner has it. Can't find it. Look, if you're looking for pictures of Jeremy Renner, he hides his hands in loads of pictures. So let me just type it. So I'll be with you in a sec, George. 1 second.
Okay.
So you type in Jeremy Renner into Google.
Do you know that's really funny? Because my other half looks a little bit like a really budget version of Jeremy Renner, and his hands are not great either.
That's a really disparaging. Who was it who said Anthony Oral Thompson looked like a squashed Bee Gee?
whilst I was waiting to get on...
Sorry, yes, carry on. Yeah.
I scribed a little lyric.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, you wrote... So, hang on a sec, whilst you were waiting to be diagnosed with lung cancer, you wrote a song?
No, whilst I was waiting to get on to speak to you.
Oh, I see!
That's a quick turnaround.
Okay, fine. Does it need any backing?
Well, it will do. It's a lyric for... I've decided that the title is Sweet Destiny.
That's a nice title.
And including the title, there's 63 words. Can I read them out?
You may. I mean, do you want a soundtrack to it? Do you want any instrumentation? What kind of mood is it? What kind of is it an aggressive song?
A bit into the mystic.
What kind of thing? Jean-Michel Jarre type thing, are you thinking?
I don't know. I'll just read it without music.
Okay, fine. You go for it.
Whatsoever our fate, our destiny is great. We fell from a paradise to this devilish state, a descent to a world that is ruled by fate, made to forget that we truly are angelic beings. Each one of us, I'm told, is a celestial star. Unwittingly waiting departure from this terrestrial stage on which we're all acting for a cosmic wage. What do you think?
That's blooming brilliant.
Very much like that.
I flipping love that. And I put on underneath it, Rainbow George, I put Hans Zimmer. Inception.
Yeah, I thought that was handsome.
I like it. It
just kind of builds. I imagined you there at a lectern at the end of a film, yeah, where the hero is trying to get to you because you're about to unleash your plan on the world.
Oh yeah.
So hang on a sec. Can you do it again for us?
Yeah.
Right. Just bear with us. You start. When the music comes in, okay?
Yep.
Cass!
What?
We gotta get in! We got 36 seconds, and he's gonna blow! I can't get in! Oh no! He's started!
Oh my god!
Oh my god, it's Rainbow George!
No!
George, now, go.
Sweet destiny.
Oh no!
Whatsoever our fate, our destiny is great. We fell from a paradise to this devilish state.
I can't get to it.
A descent to a world that is ruled by fate.
Cut the red wire.
Made to forget that we truly are angelic beings. Each one of us, I'm told, is a celestial star. Unwittingly waiting departure from this terrestrial stage. On which we're all acting for a celestial wave.
He's my hero.
I'd go watch that.
George, that was great.
Oh, thank you. I originally phoned in because you were talking about alcoholics and I had three showbiz friends who two of them were alcoholics, one of them... like to drink. The one was the late comedian Peter Cook, and
he did like a drink
very much. Yeah. So
he was a very happy drunk. I really liked Peter when he was drunk.
Yeah.
And then I had another friend, crooner from Northern Ireland, called Ronnie Carroll. Do you ever hear of Ronnie Carroll?
I'm not aware of his work.
No.
Was he good?
Yeah, well, he was popular in the 60s. He represented the UK in two Eurovision Song Contests.
What was his name?
Ronnie Carroll.
Carroll.
C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah.
He recorded a song for me, a cover version of the Thunderclap Newman song, Something in the Air.
What a great tune.
It would be great if you could play that. If you Google
what, his version of it?
Yeah. He sang it with a girl called Sugar rainbow, and it's, I really like Ronnie's version of it. And then my third drinking friend, I'm not a drinker myself,
yeah,
but was Ian Jury.
Oh, what a great guy.
And Ian recorded a poem I wrote called Rainbow Land. That's on YouTube as well.
Oh, nice.
It would be nice.
What was the song? Ronnie Carroll singing what?
Something in the Air. Again, if you Google YouTube, Something in the Air.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Here it comes. I feel like a pub DJ. Hold on.
Sound like one.
Okay, what's going on here? Is this it? Hold on a second, let's find it.
Is that an advert?
That was not, I don't know. It wasn't Ronnie Carroll, that's for sure. Hold on a minute. What's this? Is this it? Bear with us. Is this it?
Yes.
We have got to get it together. We have got to get it together.
That's very nice. Very nice, Rainbow George. Why are you called Rainbow George? I'm sure you've answered this question lots of times on this show, haven't you?
A journalist from The Guardian gave me that name back in the 1980s.
Oh, okay.
Maeve Kennedy, she used to do the diary page in The Guardian.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I'd started up a political party called Captain Rainbow's Universal Party.
Oh, you've told me. I remember now.
You remember?
I remember this now. Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
Are you looking forward to Christmas? What are you up to?
I don't know. I'll find out what's written in the script.
You're leaving a bit late, mate.
No, I'd take it a day at a time.
I was going to say, Rayburn George seems to me the sort of person that amazing things happen.
Yeah, you're just wandering around just Frith Street with a cane and a top hat and just seeing where you end up.
No, I don't go out much nowadays, and enjoy having little chats on the radio.
Very good. Well,
now
we enjoy
and then,
having chats with you.
And trying to prophesy a wonderful future, which I find hard to get my prophecy into print, because I do believe that our islands are going to join together and lead the way to a world of wonders.
Are you going all Ken on me now?
All what?
Are you going all Ken on me now?
No, I this time 43 years ago, I was going through a very mystical set of experiences, and I was made to suppose that a friend of mine who had died a few years earlier was speaking in my head and guiding me to read the 66 books of the King James Bible.
Goodness me, that's a lot of books, mate.
Yeah.
How long did it take?
Not that long. And I was made to understand the truth that lies behind the mythical Bible stories, and to see our Creator as being the Joker of Jokers and much more besides. And it's deep, but it has humour involved.
Are you WhatsApping someone while you're telling me about God?
No, my phone's...
Someone asking you what you're doing for Christmas. There you go.
Sorry?
Might be your mate again telling you to read J.K. Rowling's kind of bibliography as well now.
I don't know.
Listen, George, thank you for calling in, buddy, and thank you very much for your input. And I very much enjoyed the trailer.
And have a lovely Christmas.
You too, buddy.
And a happy New Year.
And a prosperous New Year to you too, sir.
All the best.
There we go. I've nearly got the full set. We just need Ken. Right, it's Jamie East on Talk Radio. We're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back. Pat and Clive, I'm coming to get ya.
Controversial conversation and outspoken opinions. This is Talk Radio. Girl who knows what's best.
a short skirt and a long jacket.
Get tune. Cake. Welcome back to Talk Radio. I am Jamie Easton for Ian and Kath. They're back tomorrow night. It's nearly midnight. Dan is on the line, but we're going to go and say hello to Pat and Clive first because they've been waiting longer. Dan, be with you very, very shortly. Hey, Pat and Clive, how you doing?
What, Jamie? It's just me. It's just Pat.
Oh, hey, Pat, how you doing?
Yeah, all right, you?
Yeah, not too bad. How's Middlesbrough?
You know.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of caring for Clive.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay.
Clive's in bed. He's had quite ferocious runs for the last 3 days.
So oh dear.
I've just come out to the garage, Jamie, just pottering about.
Bit smelly.
How's Kath? You right, Kath?
Yeah, I'm lovely, thanks. That was a great story.
Oh, thanks. That's all right. It's nice. Is that Kath? That's not Kath. Who's that?
Cass.
Yeah, Kath's not Kath.
Kath, not Kath. Ian's Kath, it's Cass. Cass is Cass.
Oh, where's Kath?
She's with Ian, I think. They've gone out somewhere. I think they're doing an event or something.
They have things on this week, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, you'll have to make do with me.
And me.
No, you're good. No, you're good as too, Cass.
Oh.
Cass. Oh.
Thank
I'm
you.
Ian. Hello.
What Ian. Are you doing?
On the radio.
Well, I'm at work. What are you doing?
Well, I'm just.
You're hiding in the garage because Clive's got the runs.
Yeah, well, basically, I've got the computer set up here, and I'd like to.
You set the computer up in your garage. Take me through your setup.
Well, is it not cold out there?
It's like a little mat, yeah, but I can smoke in here, Cass.
And it's cold outside.
And what I do is I sort of copy and paste like soap stars heads, and I put them on nudes. And I just do it for fun. It's something to do, isn't it? Because there's not a lot to do in Middlesbrough. So I've just done Minty on a big strapping body and Jim Branning. So
Jim Branning,
isn't it?
What was that?
That was Doc Cotton saying Jim Branning. That's one of the only impressions. Oh, Jim Branning.
No,
that's really good, Jamie.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And you do this? Is this
in the garage?
Is this for you? Do this for sexual reasons or just for a bit of fun? Or just to do your Photoshop skills?
Because I'm lonely. It's like last year I made a Vernon K sex doll out of papier-mâché. So it's just things that I like to do.
Was it life size?
Yeah, it took quite a long time to make, about 2 months, and I ran out of papier-mâché, so I had to use a bit of Lego.
Oh, don't want to get
it's very inventive.
If you're going to make a Vernon K sex doll out of paper mache, the Lego would be great for the hair because he's got that kind of hair, hasn't he?
I had to put like a sheen over it to wipe clean.
Okay. Cheers for chatting to us.
Jamie.
Yes.
It's been really nice. I've always wanted to talk to you. I've heard lots of nice things, and so I'm really chuffed that I got a chance to talk to someone off the telly.
Thank you very much. You know, you speak to Ian Lee, right? You know, he's been on the jungle, right? You know.
And telly way before then as well.
Telly way before then. But thank you very much. Do appreciate that. If you ever do make another doll, make it of me.
Jürgen Klopp.
Dan, how you doing?
Hi, good evening to you.
Are you well?
Yeah, I'm good, I'm good. I just thought, I hope you're both having a good night, of course. And I just thought I'd give you a call to and give you a bit of entertainment.
Whereabouts are you?
He's getting really
You've gone
far
very
away
quiet.
So put, far away from your phone.
Put your phone by your mouth.
Yeah. What it is, I'm doing a Christmas party at my house on Boxing Day.
Yeah. Dan, put the phone by your mouth. I can't hear you. You've gone really quiet. Where are you on hands free?
Is that better?
No.
Is that better?
Are you on hands free? He's gone.
He fell so far away from his phone.
He's gone into another planet.
He disappeared.
We'll see if Dan calls us back.
I want to know about that party.
I want to know about the Vernon K sex doll.
No.
No. I guess not.
Is that it? Are we out of callers now?
I don't know. I think so. Did we speak to Dominic?
No, I tried calling Dominic back because he wanted to talk about a new Star Wars series.
Shall I try and call him back?
You can try calling back then.
See if he answers. Oh my God, it's gone straight through.
Yeah, that's what happened. How did you not know this?
I was not expecting that. Well, because normally...
Have you put it on callback as well, so...
How do I put it on callback?
Right, if you right-click...
Yeah.
And then callback...
What, hit that?
Yeah. And then it's got a little C next to it. So, if he doesn't pick up...
I just keep calling him that way.
You can just click it again.
Okay.
I don't think it went to Anne's phone, because otherwise we could have left him a message.
We could have done, couldn't we? I tell you what, Caddick's let me down.
No, he never caught... Maybe he's still learning the lyrics.
He'll be asleep now, Caddick will. I've been here before. He's done it to me. He's done it to me.
I do remember
times.
When he did that to you before. Wasn't he on hold and he started snoring?
he does go for a kip, doesn't he? Is it still ringing? No, it's still ringing. We'll hang that up. 03444991000.
We never did talk about the Cats film.
Well, we can talk about it now if you like. Marty, should we talk about that at midnight?
Yeah, might as
well.
Feels
like we should do for the witching hour.
Yeah, I was going to say the witching hour.
The witching hour.
Midnight.
What other subjects? Oh, we were going to talk Uri Geller as well, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, that is a weird story.
Stick around. Who's in the late night club? Does it tail off? Does it still get quite quiet at midnight? It shouldn't do now because it's kind of...
Yes, I normally do breakfast shows.
Oh, you do, don't you?
I'm not normally here at night.
If I remember rightly, it goes a bit quiet, but I think we'll still get a couple of callers.
Oh, yeah, there's still people.
There's still people out there, isn't there?
People still want to talk about
that. Well, we're going to talk Cats, the movie... And we're going to talk Uri Geller and Pokemon. It's an extraordinary story.
And do you know, I can't find any updates on that story since... That's how old it is.
He's probably killed them all off with his psychic powers.
Has he ever killed anyone with his psychic powers? I don't think he has. Has he threatened? I don't think he's even threatened.
I think legally we should say no to both of them.
No, he's definitely... No.
I feel as though Uri Geller is quite litigious. As well as being a wonderful man and a humanitarian.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
A great philanthropist, possibly.
He's restarted clocks, and that's important.
Ah, dear. Jane Dunn says, that was a niche caller. I think they're talking about Pat Clive. I thought, one Pat and Clive, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore? No, that was Derek and Clive, wasn't it? I could have sworn I'd spoken to Pat and Clive before.
What, here?
Yeah. Maybe I've spoken to just Clive.
Maybe it was a while ago.
I don't know. I get very confused. Right, we've got to throw, haven't we? Right, thank you very much, everybody. It's another hour done and dusted. We'll be back in about 5 or 6 minutes or so. Give us a call, 03444991000. Tweet at Talk Radio or text the word talk. Any message to 87222. Text to 25 people. It's your standard network rate. The lines are open. You'll get straight
They've
on
been out. Open for a while.
See you in a bit.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
This is Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Talk Radio. I am Jim East. In for Ian Lee and Kath and flipping Kath. They will be back tomorrow. Don't you worry about that. It's just me and Cass. It's just me and Cass.
Yes.
Hey. Are you well?
I've been very ill this week.
Have you?
Yeah.
Not like Clive.
No, not that sort. Okay. I was vomiting over the weekend.
Were you?
And then this week I've been inhabited by a snot monster.
Oh dear, same. Yeah. That's how I am now.
It's bloody horrible.
I'll tell you what, Daryl Morris coming at 1 o'clock?
I've seen him around the building, so I'm going to assume yes.
Well, he's going to have to put this mic muff through the rinse.
I think everything just needs burning.
Do you remember when before we moved studios?
I can't think about those times.
Crusty those studios.
No, I can't think. I can't.
I took these home. You know, they're kind of like sponges that they have in the mics. I took them home and put them in the washing machine.
What, all of them?
Yeah, because they were so bad.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Hang on, did you put them in the washing machine? Or did your wife put them in the washing machine?
How very dare you? I put them in the washing machine. They were disgusting.
They were really rank.
0344-499-1000. We got nothing. We got no callers. It's just open. It's open house.
We've got no plan. I did tweet out that we've got no plan as well.
Oh, was that you, was it? I thought the social, I thought the Talk Radio social team were, I thought that was part of the social strategy of the station. I thought it was my second ever tweet.
No, it was me. I hacked in and tweeted that we don't have a plan. I'll probably get in trouble for that.
You probably will. You probably will. Should we talk cats? I suppose we should do, really.
Well, everyone is. And so, it's a nice distraction.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that Cats, the movie that comes out, I think it comes out tomorrow.
It does, yeah. Well, today.
Or today, it's out today.
It's now. It's out now.
Oh, it is out now. Is easily the worst film in a decade.
I don't think you're gonna be much.
I mean, apart from kind of like, you know, just
proper
crap that just costs like tuppence and doesn't star anyone.
It's going to be the worst big blockbuster for 10 years.
But I also think it'll make a lot of money.
Well, people are still going to go see it.
Let me play you. Here we go. Here's some of the songs here. So do you want to hear?
Are these songs we already know from the stage show?
Yeah. But these are the ones of, with the current star singing them. So we have got. Do you want to hear?
There's some new songs as well, isn't there, as well?
I don't know, you've seen it, not me. But I don't know if they're new or old.
Oh.
Do you want to hear The Rum Tum Tugger by Jason Derulo?
Who's Jason Derulo?
Well, exactly. He's like Chris Brown without the abuse.
Okay.
He's convicted, it's alright.
Alright, no, I know, but, you know, it's still mean.
This is a $95 million Hollywood film.
Did they get the...
It's like Seinfeld.
I was going to say, did they get the weird funk from a 90s sitcom?
But that's the problem with it, is that all through this, all of the instrumentation is all like it's like a Phil Collins B-side. Like,
so they've not gone for a band, they've gone for... did they get Flanders Anders?
They should have done. They flipping should have done. And what's the magical... What's the song about the cat, the magical...
McCavity?
Is that... Oh, that's...
That one.
This is...
Oh, Mistopheles. Magical Mr. Mistopheles.
Because that was the only one that was half decent.
Who's Mistopheles in this one, then? In the film?
I don't know.
Okay, let's...
The greatest magicians have something to learn from Mr. Mistopheles' conjuring turn. And we all say...
Laurie Davidson. I mean, this is the problem. Who the hell's he? He's an English actor. See, they're all... Okay, this is the problem, right? Is that the vast majority of the cast...
Oh, he's only done about four films.
But the vast majority of the cast are all theatre or ballet.
Well, they have to be, though, don't they?
Well,
because it was a stage show.
Well, yeah, but...
And they've spent all the money on half of the CGI.
Right, okay.
Because they've obviously not finished the CGI.
George, I'll be with you 1 sec, all right, mate?
Yeah.
Okay. The CGI. So, have you ever watched Annoying Orange?
No.
The YouTube clips, Annoying Orange.
I'm aware of them.
It's basically someone devised this kind of, I think it ended up being like a movie, like a really bad movie. Basically someone superimposing their lips and eyes over the top of an orange. And,
yes!
And putting on a really, really bad voice, right? So, that is basically what they've done, but it's Taylor Swift's face on a cat. That's ultimately what's happened here. Now, the cats in this, some of them have fur, yeah?
Right.
Idris Elba is weirdly smooth.
Well, some cats are very short-haired.
Well, okay. Some cats have the... Rebel Wilson's cat.
Yeah.
Yeah? She can take her fur off like it's a coat. And underneath is more fur. Whereas other cats...
So it's like furception.
Some other cats, yeah, furception. Other cats are kind of naked cats. Other cats are wearing high heels and gloves.
I saw a picture with some in trainers.
Yeah, there's a cat in trainers. Fox in socks. And none of them got bum holes.
Why were you looking for those?
Well, because they're supposed to be anatomically... They turn round. When a cat turns its back to you, what's the first thing you see?
I mean, as you know...
A big brown dot.
I've got a lot of cats, and to be fair... It doesn't matter how long you have. It doesn't matter how long you have a cat for.
Yeah.
As soon as it turns around and goes away, you're immediately drawn into
Can't help it.
Into the tea towel
little
holder.
Spongy velvet thing.
Yeah.
You know, in Cats the movie.
None of that.
No bum holes. How can you have boobs and not bum holes?
Are they But they're just shaped like ladies' boobs, aren't they?
Oh yeah, there's no nipples.
No.
They're not swinging around.
Because cats have 6 to 8 nipples.
Yeah. And Taylor Swift doesn't.
Okay.
But Jason Derulo has no penis.
Does he need it?
Well, not in this film. It's the most sexless film you've ever
seen. Maybe he was neutered.
Yeah, well, that's just the balls, isn't it?
It is, but it also means that other things don't then hang out.
Yeah, but no. They're like action men. There's nothing going on.
Because they've got normal mouths as well, haven't
they? Normal mouths.
Normal hands. Feet. Normal feet or cat feet?
Well, do you know some of them are wearing trainers?
Well, no, that's the thing, isn't it? And do you know,
but they're normal feet. It's like feet wearing furry socks. You know, like those socks you can buy on Instagram, where they look like cat's feet.
Yeah.
Them. That's all they've done. They've just bought those socks off Instagram. So there's that. That's problematic.
Yeah. It sounds a little bit like, you know the film The Fly? It sounds a little bit like that.
What, Martin Brundle? No,
Martin
Brundle.
No, Jeff Goldblum.
That's the Formula One commentator in there.
No, Jeff Goldblum.
This is the best song, isn't it? But this sounds like it's recorded in some church. By some kind of church hall.
Do the actors sing?
Well...
I know the singers sing. You know, like Taylor Swift, obviously she's
So the problem is that 90% of the cast are unknown. You don't know who they are, you don't really care. Then every now and then...
Famous
Rebel Wilson will pop over and fall over because it's hilarious because she's a bigger cat. Yeah, that's the joke.
Yes, that's always
the joke. James Corden rocks up.
Does he fall over?
He falls over. He's a big cat.
Ah.
Oh. It's all about food because he's a bigger cat.
And that's
plus
funny,
size
isn't
moggy.
It? Yeah. Oh.
Hey.
Should have put that in your
back
review.
Back off. Give me breakfast. You know. So it's an extremely. We'll come back to that in a second. Rainbow George, are you a musical fan?
Yes, of course I am.
Bunty, why of course?
Not everyone's a music fan, George.
No, music is what makes the world go.
No, music, I meant musicals. Are you a musicals fan?
Musicals? I haven't been to one for a long time.
Okay.
Probably Fiddler on the Roof was the last musical that I saw.
Oh, okay.
Which was a long time ago, but the original Carousel, Oklahoma, I mean, they all take me back to my young days. I'm just wondering, because I didn't finish the story of...
Oh, did you not? Did I cut you? Oh, no, beg your pardon. Carry on.
Well, Ian Dury and Ronnie Carroll, I said Peter Cook was lovely when he was drunk. He was very, very happy drunk, and Ian and Ronnie were horrible drinkers. They were really nasty when they were drunk, and it amused me, the contrast between Peter and
did Ron they get on when they were drunk, or did they just argue, or were they together?
No,
or
they were just horrible.
Yeah, that's not much fun, is it?
Ian wasn't an alcoholic, but he did drink, and Ronnie was an alcoholic, and memories. But it would be lovely if you could give me a Christmas present and something that I've tried to get played on talk radio but never succeeded.
What is it?
And it would be Ian Dury reciting a poem I wrote called Rainbow Land, which is my vision of the world to come, the world we once inhabited.
I think, I not played this for you already?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No,
there's no swearing in it?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, you say that as if it's a given. It's not a given.
People like to sneak in.
There's a musical background to it that was put together by a guy called Dave Goodman.
All right, I'll play it. Button it. Oh, here we go.
That door leads to Rainbow Land.
I swear I've played this.
In Rainbow Land, there will be neither need nor greed, or any use for silly money. No politicians, no preachers, no incompetent teachers, no ignorant views, no business to lose, nor corrupt institutions or harmful pollutions. Not a trace of sadness, everywhere gladness. One world, no divisions. Everybody involved in reaching decisions. Free of hypocrisy, a genuine democracy.
That's good, that is.
I'm not sure how.
Was that your work, was it?
Yeah, can you not play it to the end?
Oh, right, sorry.
As far as the eagle's eye can see, the future's brilliant for you and me. Mark my words, losers will win, beggars will choose, wars will cease. We're gonna play in peace. Dreamy views? What else is news? In Rainbow Land, there will be neither need nor greed, or any use for silly money. No poverty, no hunger, the old grow younger. No shedding of blood or slinging of mud, nor wicked wheezes or any diseases. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will run, the dumb will cheer. Infinite variety, nothing to rue, a joyous society where wishes come true.
We don't, is it?
I'm not sure how, and I don't know when. What's now is
another
now.
Another minute left.
Yeah, it won't be then. As far as the eagle's eye can see, the future's brilliant for you and me. Mark my words, losers will win, beggars will choose, wars will cease. We're gonna play in peace. Dreamy views? What else is news? In Rainbow Land there will be neither need nor greed, or any use of silly money. A magical place, full of style and grace. Wondrous sights and sounds, wisdom abounds. Though you may not believe it, at least try to perceive it. Imagine our world designed for pleasure, with science and art a combination to treasure. Just wait and see, we'll be living free. Whatsoever our fate, our destiny is great.
Thank you.
It's all right, mate. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Has that made you Christmas?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear
it. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
May your Christmas wish fulfilled.
Have a happy Christmas, Rainbow George. May your bum be free of spots.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Have I ever heard that before? Is that from Viz or something?
No, it's from me. That's what I would say. How's your bum for spots?
Oh, well, that's what I've heard it before.
I think it's a Derby thing. My mate Steve always used to say that. All right, mum, how's your bum for spots? Oh, Steve, shut up.
I think it's just a Steve thing, to be honest.
Hey, it might be just a Steve thing. Who's that? Is that you again, Angela?
No, it's me, Martin.
Martin, how you doing?
Hello, sweetheart. I remember speaking to you before. Remember you know Huddersfield, don't you?
I what, sorry?
You are telling me that you know the Huddersfield area, last time I spoke to you.
Do you know Huddersfield?
No. I don't, but let's pretend. That's fine.
I've got a bad cold, so I might run in.
So have
I. Oh, we're all ill. We're all ill together.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rainbow George is always preaching a paradise world. Yeah. Would you like to live in a paradise world?
Are you asking?
Are you offering?
Well, I'm going to tell you a little story about it, but would you like to live in a world of peace and harmony and beautiful flowers? Or?
Do you know what, Martin? I'd love that.
I think that'd be quite nice.
Yeah.
You would.
No stress.
But once you meet...
Are they good snacks?
You know, once you think you'd get bored eventually.
No.
No, not at all. No. Why would anyone get bored of paradise? You just, you know...
Well, let me tell you, because... I'm going to tell you a little story. You see...
Okay, hold on a second, Martin. One second. Let me just prep for this. Hold on. What kind of... Is it a happy story, sad story, tense story?
It's happy. Well, it's happy for me. I don't know about you, all right, but... Let me tell you my situation, right? Okay. I've been studying with the Jehovah's Witnesses for a while, and...
The Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yes.
Right.
Now, they believe that the world's going to be a paradise and everything's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I've known them for 25 years.
Can you have paradise without celebrating a birthday?
Pardon?
Can you have a paradise without celebrating birthdays?
Well, that's easy. Now, they've known me for 25 years, and I let on to them that my surname was a different name than what it really was. Now, I told them what my surname was, which is Gabriel, and when I spoke to him, he put two and two together and said, you know, because I said to him, you know, I could be the angel Gabriel. Now, when I told him this, he automatically said to me the word Michael Jackson. Now, in the Bible, there's two angels mentioned. One is called Michael and one is called Gabriel.
Right. Now, we're talking Michael Jackson, the singer?
Yes. Now, the thing is, there's a situation where you've got a choice. Do you want a world where Michael Jackson is the dictator, the sovereign angel, or do you want a world where Gabriel is equal to yourself?
Hang on a sec, right. This is like a choose-your-own-story. If I turn to page 22, I get Michael Jackson as a dictator. If I turn to page 36, I get Gabriel as what? What's Gabriel doing?
Gabriel, there's two angels. There's only two angels.
Yeah, one of them is Michael Jackson.
Named. There's one called Michael Jackson. And one called Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Now, the Michael Peter. In the Bible, he is called the leader of his angels. Gabriel is not mentioned as a leader. Gabriel is he's an equalizing force.
Right.
Whereas Michael is called the Archangel Michael.
Right.
Now, if you had a choice, would you want to live in a world dictated by somebody like Michael Jackson,
No. Who
creates a paradise for you like Disney World,
No. Where
there's no war,
there's
no challenges in football,
lashings
there's
of
no
Jesus
rivalry,
juice.
Everything's la-di-da, what would you choose?
I would choose any option that didn't involve Michael Jackson.
Well, then, that's the two options you've got. Now,
I chose the one that wasn't Michael Jackson. What do I get? Where am I now?
Right. Now, if you chose one that wasn't Michael Jackson, what you have there is you have an equalizing life where that you're like, there'll be things like wars, but not wars against the soul, but like Star Wars, for instance. There'll be things like competing and rivalry and stuff.
This is all sounding great to me, because basically I don't have Michael Jackson as a god and I've just become a Jedi.
And he gets to do the Olympics.
Could you imagine it, though? But the thing is, you see, life is, it's very hard to decide. You know, you don't want paradise, but you know you don't want hell. So you've got to get...
I know that I do want paradise.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, but as I said, let's go back to the beginning. What kind of... Do you want it where you flee free to walk the streets at night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything's perfect.
Yes.
You've got no choice. Correct. The only choice you have is what that might...
I don't need choice if everything's perfect.
No, exactly.
Forward.
I don't need choice if everything's perfect. And plus, no Michael Jackson, so it's win-win.
It's a difficult one. It's a difficult one.
Well, no, it's not. It's dead easy. I just don't want Michael Jackson to be the king of the world.
Dictator of the world.
What do you say, darling?
I said I don't want Michael Jackson to be my dictator of my world in any of these options. I don't really understand why he is either. I don't understand why Michael... Have we gone from Jehovah's Witnesses to Michael Jackson being kings?
Yeah, because the Jehovah's Witnesses, they know, they're in the Bible, as I said, there's two angels, right? There's only two mentioned.
Yeah, but there's a bit of a leap of faith. There's a bit of a stretch to say one of them is Michael Jackson, the king of pop.
Well,
the dead king of pop. The disgraced dead king of pop.
Yeah, but he was a Jehovah's Witness, wasn't he? He was.
Yeah, so was Prince.
Yes, exactly.
So but where's he in this? I'll have Prince's world.
I'll have Prince Land.
Yeah, I know what you want. I know what you want, and it's not paradise. You don't want it like a Disney world. You want...
No, because that's Neverland. I don't want it.
Nobody wants Neverland.
I'll wake up, Michael Jackson will be lying next to me, and I won't know what's happened, because I drank some juice that he gave me.
Yeah, exactly. So have you got plans for Christmas, sweetheart?
Yeah, not to be with Michael Jackson. I don't understand what's going on, Martin.
Okay, I've told you.
No, you don't have told me anything. You just gave me an option of basically living in a world where Michael Jackson's God or not.
Yes, exactly. And you're saying that you don't want that.
Why would you?
Well, I know that there's a choice between me and him. And I know my choice.
What is it?
The universe. I am creating a universe for the people who decide where they want to be. And in this universe, there's still going to be laws.
Yeah.
But there's going to be rivalry. There's not going to be there's going to be wars. There's going to be schools and things to do.
Is it going to be like this one?
Are you building this now?
Yes.
Have you got planning permission?
What, like Ozymandias on Europa in Watchmen?
Right. I'll tell you one thing though. I do get visions there's an illness called hypnagogic, right? Now, hypnagogic is where you're settling down to sleep and you get visions. Now, I get visions of palaces and mansions and
you have know, you fallen and asleep in the Sunday Times property section?
I have visions that I could be a millionaire if I want to. I've said it before, but life is too
short. Choose not wearing... No. Whoa. Why choose not to be a millionaire if you could help others with that?
Because life is too short. Life is too short to be a millionaire.
Why?
Because you learn more if you can. If you became a millionaire tomorrow, wouldn't you rather be a millionaire in 10 years' time, where you can look around, see what car you want, what house you want?
I might get hit by a bus.
I don't think Jamie's got 10 years on him.
I've not got 10 years left, mate. Goodness me.
Well, I haven't either. I'm 51 and I'm getting older. But
why you want the million now.
Wouldn't you prefer to look around and see what you want before you got the money?
Well, can I just spend half a million now and save...
tomorrow?
Well, I could save half a million for later, couldn't I?
Oh, yeah, but wouldn't you rather look and see what you need rather than have it tomorrow?
You sound like... If you don't mind me saying, Martin, you sound like a man who can't make a bloody decision. You're too scared of...
Well,
you're too,
yeah,
you're sat
yeah,
on the
you
fence.
Down to your teeth.
You're terrified of upsetting Michael Jackson, who all of a sudden's got deity powers. I don't know, he's going to strike you down with his white glove. Because you're chosen Gabriel. And now, even though you could make yourself a millionaire, you're too terrified not to. What are you afraid of, Martin?
Listen to me! I am listening to you, Tart.
As I stand before you and command you to make yourself a millionaire and enjoy your money. Life's too short not to! You're not listening to me! This is one-way traffic.
It isn't. It isn't. It's just what I'm trying to say. I mean, like for instance, do you believe in God? Because I've actually met God.
No, I don't.
I've met God in a dream 28 years ago, and in the dream he put something in my eye, and I woke up the next day and I've got a dot that moves around. I went to opticians because I had to do eventually.
Hang on, Martin. So God gave you pink eye, and you went to the opticians.
No, he's put a dot in my eye.
He put a dot in your eyes?
Yeah.
What, of acid? Of what? What?
The thing is, the opticians, right,
Did you go to the Vision Express and tell them that God had put a dot of acid in your eyes?
No. When I met him, right, I looked at him face to face, and his eyes connected, to and fro, and then when I woke up next day, I've got a dot there. Now, the thing is, the opticians that I saw about 2 years ago...
I'll tell you what, right, Martin, hold that thought. If anyone's listening, I guarantee everyone is on the edge of their seats now. Hold your breath, hold that thought. We're at the opticians, you've had a dot in the eye from God, Michael Jackson's somewhere around here, we don't know where, Prince is on the outskirts, it's all kicking off. This is Talk Radio, back in a tick.
No nonsense discussion. It's Speech Radio, Jim. This is Talk Radio.
Right, Martin, you're back. All right, so we are in the opticians. God's given you the pink eye. Michael Jackson's knocking around somewhere. Prince can't get a look in. Gabriel, I don't know, we chose the other fork in the road. You don't want to be a millionaire. You're at the opticians. Your eyes are killing you. It's God's fault. Carry on.
Right, so 28 years ago, I had a dream where I met...
We know that. Dot in your eye. You're at the opticians.
So I'm at the opticians 2 years ago. She looked at back of my eyes and in my eyes. She left the room and she comes in and she says to me, "Oh, interesting, very interesting." I said, "What's the problem?" She says, at the back of your eye, you've got freckles. And she's, you know, I said, what do the freckles mean? She said she doesn't know, but, she did say it was interesting that I had these things. Now, the thing is, So what I'm trying to get at is there's more to life than meets the eye, and I've been given all these incentives.
Hang on. You don't come here, give that 10-minute story that builds up to you being an optician's because God gave you pink eye. The opticians looked at the back of your eyes in freckles and then just go, never mind. What I'm trying, you've not finished the bloody story, man.
Okay, right. So,
Hold on, let me introduce it again. Hold on, 1 minute. We need George for this. Wait, not Rainbow George. This George. Okay. Go.
Right. So, going back 25 years ago, I was discussing with some Jehovah's Witnesses living forever. And in the conversation, I was going to say to him, if you're going to live forever, because he was saying, if you fell over, and you fell on a stick and it poked your eye out, or you fell on a knife, what would happen to you? And I was going to say to him that if you're going to live forever, you've got to carry something in your eye. But I never mentioned it. Now, 2 years after that, when I met God, he put something in my eye which seems to indicate that, you know, that the discussion that I was having with the Jehovah's Witnesses must have been a true fact discussion of, you know, of how God would give you everlasting life, that he would place something in your eye so that if you did fall over on a knife or whatever, it wouldn't penetrate you, it would protect you from that. I'm not saying I'm protected. My life is very precarious. I'm living a dangerous life. I've invented stuff that the government know of, that, you know, that
Velcro.
People, and they're watching me now. So my life, you know, even though I'm being watched, I still I try to do the best that I can, because that's all you can do in life, so...
Yes.
You know, and, so...
I must say, the story started very strong, Martin. So, what have you invented? What, can you give me a hint?
Yeah, I've invented a battery.
But they've already been invented?
No, I've invented a battery.
And they've already been invented... Right, okay. What, like it?
Battery is a rain battery to create rain. Right, so I've invented this battery to create rain. Yeah. In the Bible, the angel Gabriel says the world will end by a flood. Now, God said he wouldn't flood the world, but yet in the Bible, Gabriel says it'll end by a flood. So that's why I'm trying to tie up to two ends now, you see.
Right.
It's a bit of a contradiction, that, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Yeah, it is a contradiction, because God said he wouldn't end the world by a flood. I've created a battery to create rain. I took it to police station 25 years ago.
To PlayStation?
And from that time...
Why do you say it to PlayStation? What have they got to do with it?
Again, because I don't want to live an easy life. Why should I live a life of simplicity where I'm not... You know, I'd rather live a life on edge than live in a Michael Jackson paradise where there's no pressure. Without pressure, you can't grow.
I genuinely don't know what is life. What is going on?
Right now.
Thanks for that call, though, Martin. It was much appreciated. It was entertaining.
It was interesting.
I thought we were going to start off with some kind of existential kind of story about faith and hope.
Well, we sort of did.
Well, we did, but then we ended up, I don't know where it went. We ended up
at the opticians for a while.
We ended up at Martin taking a battery to PlayStation because it makes rain. That was literally where we ended up.
PlayStation make games, don't they, and games consoles. Perhaps he went to the wrong manufacturer.
I don't want to be disparaging. I mean, thank you for calling in, Martin. I hope you're okay, and I hope you have a lovely Christmas. But he sounded like a hairdresser.
Comforting, though.
He had a very comforting voice. I liked how he called me darling.
I liked that as well.
Do you know what I mean?
It made me feel really fuzzy, and I don't know why.
It was like he was brushing the side of my cheek with the back of his fingernails. Do you know what I mean? Just like, oh, darling.
But not in a weird way.
No, in an absolutely, in a very weird way. Alistair, how you doing?
Aye, not so bad. I've just heard an amazing call, or certainly 10 minutes of it, from that gentleman. Extremely
good call.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like people like that. Everyone's got, it just goes to show, Alistair, that everybody's got a story.
Exactly.
Exactly. I was wondering whether or not there was any kind of illness going on, but maybe that was...
No, I don't think so. Well, maybe, but you know,
he said he had a cold.
He said he had a cold. Who knows? He seemed fine.
Anyway, I've finished that documentary.
Which one? The Cats one?
Yeah.
Did you watch it while you were listening to this?
Well, I felt I needed to give you and the listeners a more fuller review.
No, please do.
I'm up for that.
Okay.
I sacrificed listening to you throughout, although I listened to your best bits, in order to watch the end of the documentary.
Okay.
And it's only 3 episodes, right?
Yeah.
How long are they each?
About an hour.
All right.
So, you know, it's not like this thing that goes on and on. So, actually, overall, it's a good documentary.
Yeah.
If you're into the sort of crime documentary genre. Like I said before, it's Certificate 18 for scenes of real dead bodies and some animal cruelty. So, it's not really great for anybody who really doesn't like that kind of thing.
See, now, okay. I do like a crime documentary, but I don't think I'll be watching this one.
Because you love cats too much.
Only sort of occupy, I would say, half of the first programme, and it is actually very interesting the way that they find this guy, and then this guy's story is really weird. So I would recommend it for those who really are interested in... This individual turns out to be extremely manipulative. I won't go into saying more than that. I don't want to give any spoilers away. It's good.
Well, I'm glad you watched
it. No, you can't. You built up to an in-depth review then. They went, anyway, it's good.
No, because they don't want to give too much away.
What?
But yeah, I can't say too
much.
Does it
resolve? Does it have a happy ending? Are we allowed
to know? It's resolved, yeah. It is resolved in the end, and, let's say that, to a certain extent, justice is done.
The thing is, it'd really only be a happy ending if, you know, none of those things had happened.
Well,
I think you get happy endings for crime things, do you?
Yeah,
no, I guess not.
No, but...
is there any such thing as a victimless crime?
The actual, you know, there are victims involved. What can I say? But, anyway...
Have you got anything else on your list that you're watching?
Yeah, this is what... You played a bit of music earlier.
Yeah.
And another documentary which I can recommend, which is actually, I believe, on BBC this Christmas, is Mystify, which is the documentary about Michael Hutchence.
Mate, you're preaching to the converted. I wrote the sleeve notes for NXS's latest album.
Ah, right, so...
It's a great documentary. Have you watched it?
Yeah, absolutely superb.
It's very good, isn't it?
And what I like about it, it's not like the contributions from the other contributors, if you like, and it's all kind of done just with audio, and most of the documentary is actually...
just voiceovers, isn't
Michael,
it?
Michael.
Yeah.
Doing, you know, his concerts or he does interviews and what have you. And it's obviously very tragic in terms of how it all ends.
Yes.
But the actual, I think he does celebrate his life as well, which I thought was really, really touching. And it really got to me, actually.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a very sad story.
Really nice. So I wondered if there was any chance of a quick blast of Mystify.
Well, I'm playing. Have a listen to this one instead, Alistair. This is a bit of a deep cut from NXS. This is them doing a cover version of Spill the Wine. We'll have this for a minute, then we'll go to a break. Cheers, Alistair.
Cheers, mate.
I was once out strolling one very hot summer's day when I thought I'd lay myself down.
goes on a bit. It's back after the break.
Talk radio. No nonsense. No prisoners. No substitutes.
This is Talk Radio.
I didn't get a song ready this time. Didn't.
That's because you're on your phone.
I was on my phone, just checking, just seeing if the world's still going. Just seeing what's happening. Seeing who I'm upsetting. Kyle's back. Kyle, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, alright.
Yeah, good. How you doing?
Oh, is that you?
Who did you think it was going to be? You just phoned... Who do you,
I don't know.
Who were you phoning?
Well,
from Deliveroo, mate.
I didn't think you'd pick up.
Well, I'm multitasking.
Getting Jeremy to do some work.
Oh, do you know what? I was happy to go to bed, and I was fine, and then you started playing that cat soundtrack. That is the worst noise I've ever heard.
It's appalling, isn't it?
And I'm sure my ears are going, but did they say... Does one of the songs feature the word turd and the other one features tug, or are my ears properly going?
The rum-tongued tugger?
Yeah.
The one, this one? That's a Cosby show. Oh, that about talked over, didn't I, Elder? The rum turd tugger.
Rum tum tugger.
It sounds like the rum turd tugger, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, a little bit. If you offer me pheasant, I'd rather have grouse. If you put me in a house, I would much prefer a flat. If you put me in a flat, then I'd rather have a house. Set me on a mouse, then I only want to ride.
It does sound like the rum turd tugger. You were right, Kyle.
Like I was just listening, thinking, it just sounds appalling from start to finish.
Well, don't watch it with your eyes, then.
The thing is, right, I'm looking at this soundtrack on Spotify. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 songs, right, on the soundtrack. The entire film consists of nothing but every single one of those songs played from start to finish, back to back. There is no talking in between any of the songs. There's no setup.
It's not acting.
Well, the thing is, if you don't know Cats, if you haven't watched the musical or read the poetry, you know what's going on. So your first introduction to Cats is the Jellicle song, is this. So imagine I'm sat there, I don't know what the hell's going on.
You've never seen it before.
I'm still looking for their bumholes, and this starts, this is all that happens. And they start singing about, right, Kyle. If you're sat at the cinema and you're watching it, and you're like, where are the Cats' bumholes? Yeah?
Right,
and
yeah.
They start singing about something called Jellicle Cats. All I could hear for 4 minutes 49 seconds were genital cats, right?
No, well, now you're right. Now you're going to say...
Listen.
Right, I'm being... Born?
Just listen.
Can you see in the dark? Can you look at King? Would you sit on his throne? Can you say of your bite? That is worse than your bark. Are you cockroach to walk when you're walking alone? When you fall on your head, do you land on your feet?
Where's the flipping chorus? Hold on.
Jellicles can, Jellicles do, Jellicles do.
Genitals.
Jellicles can, Jellicles can, Jellicles do.
Genitals can and genitals do.
Honestly, between the pair of you...
So we've got turd tuggers and genital cats. I don't know, mine's in the gutter, but this is my...
In the gutter with the cats.
But this was my introduction to the film. I got no... This is the storyline. This is... And then you go, what's going on? I leaned over to the fellow next to me who worked for the Times, and he was like, have you read the T.S. Eliot? I was like, of course I've read the T.S. Eliot.
Hang on, why did he... He just needed to look at you, he knows you haven't.
Right, well, exactly. You know, and he's like... And I was like, can you explain to me what's happening? He was like, these cats want to go to cat heaven to come back as new cats. And they go to, they do this by...
Good heaven, that's really sad.
And they do this by just performing, each of them performs a song in front of old, what's the old one called? The old Gumby cat, no. Old Deuteronomy.
The theatre cat?
Judi Dench.
Oh, that one, oh.
So they all have to sing a song. She chooses which one goes to Cat Heaven for some reason.
You see, I've never known the full storyline.
So there's always magic.
Yeah.
At the end of it, the way they get to Cat Heaven is going on a cat-sized hot air balloon. It makes no sense.
What?
Exactly, Kyle.
Who made the hot air balloon?
Precisely. How did a cat make a hot air balloon? I'll tell you why. Because it got human hands.
But no bumhole.
But no bumhole. They must be...
busting.
It just doesn't... It doesn't stand up. It doesn't stand up, does it?
You know what? Ironically, they all do. Which doesn't make any sense either.
Because they don't like doing that either.
So I've got a choice, by the way, of, and you remind me of something else, I've got a choice on Saturday of watching Cats or Rise of the Skywalker. What would you...
That's not really a choice, is it? This is a little bit like the Michael Jackson
Are you a Star Wars... Are you a Star Wars fan, Kyle? I can't remember. Yeah, you are. You took all the Blu-rays, didn't you? Well, you know, just go and do Star Wars. Because it's, you know, there's a lot of fan-pleasing moments in there. It resolves everything. It's not particularly amazing. But I don't know. Don't pay money to go and see Cats. Wait till it's on telly.
It just sounds like when you were saying about the cats going to heaven. I had a friend, by the way. Oh God, which is surprising. But I had a friend who sort of said, "I'll tell you what, you need to get on. You've never seen Watership Down. You need to watch Watership Down." I thought, all right, I'll give that a go. And the other one, Plague Dogs, is it?
Plague Dogs.
Yeah, it's by.
Yeah.
It's by the same animators.
Right, I was watching it down. That's
yes.
Horrible.
Have you ever seen it, Cass?
I'm aware of it. I have seen Watership Down. I'm aware of Plague Dogs, but I've never watched it because it looked really sad and a bit grim.
It was the most depressing thing I've ever seen. I felt like, well, and obviously I'm not going to do it because I'm red. I was slashing my wrist at the end of Watership Down. I was like, what?
No, that's a kids' movie. Kids today can't handle that movie anymore.
Watership Down, very scary. Very scary indeed.
Oh.
Is Darren Morris in the building? Do we do handovers?
Yes.
Do we?
Shall I go find him?
Go find Darren.
I'll go find him.
I don't know if I've ever met Darren.
Have you not?
I think I might. Maybe
he's
I
very
have.
Young looking.
Is he? That's
well,
annoying.
Especially compared to you.
Are you all set for Christmas then, Carly? Are you good to go?
I think it's all good because it's, although I think it'd be a day out. I kept thinking it's Thursday. Apparently it's Wednesday, I've been told. So I was like, oh, okay.
I know, it feels like Friday to me. Feels like, it's Thursday today, isn't it?
Yeah. It feels weird, okay. Doesn't it? So.
Listen, Carl, have a good Christmas, buddy.
You too, and thanks for taking the call, and cheers, Jamie.
Cheers, Carl. See you, mate.
Right,
Rainbow George, you've got 1 minute. What's up?
I wanted to give you an exclusive.
Oh, please do. I love an exclusive. We love breaking news on Talk Radio.
And it is an exclusive into the truth that lies behind the mythical Jesus story.
Oh, for goodness sake. We've only got a minute.
Well, it begins by revealing the first two Gospels were written...
Michael Jackson.
50 years after Jesus was supposed to have been around.
Right.
And in those two Gospels, he prophesies that he's going to return while the generation he's speaking to would still be
Is this just the plot
alive.
Of the Dan Brown one? Is this just the plot of the Da Vinci Code?
No, I've never read the Da Vinci Code, but he is revealed in those first two Gospels as being the false prophet.
And did he put a dot in Martin's eye?
In?
Martin's eye.
I'm sure that the creator of creators is also the joker of jokers and the joke's on all of us.
I think you're right, Rainbow George. And have yourself a lovely Christmas and I'll bear that in mind. Daryl, how you doing, mate?
That's a very nice thing to say. I'm okay, Jamie East. How are you?
Very good, God. You sound sprightly for 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so I'll level with you, mate. I've had a nap.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, do you have a little nana nap before you come on?
Strategic nap, yeah. We've got the medical room, which is just at the end of the corridor here.
Yeah.
Which is perfect. It's got a nice little bed.
Has it really?
Yeah. It's got a bed and a little pillow. The pillow. Yeah.
I would not.
Do you have to wash the pillow in between uses?
I would not sleep on any bed in the Talk Radio office.
Well, it's got one of those, you know, those things where you pull the sort of paper towel thing,
and you can
put your paper towel.
Oh, so it's like a proper medical bed.
It's a medical bed.
Wow.
It's got plasters in there, I think.
I had no idea.
Did you get a little blanket?
No blanket, but I'm thinking I could stash a mattress and a proper set here, couldn't I, somewhere, I think? A proper pillow and a proper blanket.
Like a little foldaway Z bed.
So what's it?
Yes.
Talk to me about the show. What have you got coming up? What's involved in yours?
Lots going on today. I'm going to be at the end of term vibes.
Yeah.
At the moment, isn't it?
You're wearing your own clothes.
Wearing my own clothes, brought my toys.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. That kind of vibe. Russ Cairn's going to be here with us for the first hour. Sort of Friday, we have somebody just come in and we chat through the week and the day's news.
Nice.
It's Friday already.
It's Friday already.
It's Friday right now. 20th of December.
Amazing.
So we're going to do that after 1 o'clock this morning. We're also going to talk a little bit about the Queen's speech earlier on today, and what it means. Bit of Labour leadership. Scott Lucas as well, his take on the impeachment yesterday. And also John Laboutier, who's a friend of the show. We have John Laboutier on.
I used to speak to John Laboutier.
Yeah,
he's great.
Isn't he
really
fantastic?
Really good. Yeah,
he, just for context, so he's a former Republican congressman.
From New York.
He's very, very anti-Trump. So his position on the political spectrum is really, really interesting.
He's the ones we want. We need 20 more of him.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Yeah. And actually, he's also very interesting in terms of who may or may not cross the divide and cross the house and back the impeachment process in the Senate. At the moment, it's probably fair to say none of them are going to do that. But if there's any that what he said actually last time we spoke about this, he said that he knows of enough Republican senators who would, were they not under so much pressure from Trump's base.
From the equivalent of the party whips.
Yes, from the party whips, but also as much as that, their voters as well. If they go back to their some redneck seats, if they go back to some of those places.
As being the one that turned the screw on Trump.
It's game over. It's 100% game over for them. So they can't do that. Which is, it's being kind of held to account by your electorate, I suppose, which is part and parcel of the political process. Not all politics, though, some TV stuff as well. We're going to chat about that. We're going to got a movie review of Cats. We've found the one person in the world
who likes
cats.
Is it Van Connor?
It's not Van Connor. And I know full well how you feel. I read your article. It was very good.
Oh, mate.
It was very good. If you're going to take down a movie, take it down in style.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you went far enough.
Well, do you know what? I'll tell you a story. I wanted to give it 0 stars and they wouldn't let me.
Did you not even give it half?
No.
I
had to give it 1 star. I wanted to give it 0. Little glimpse behind the curtain there, but they wouldn't let me.
Is that like a no-go then? Is it giving things 0?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Is it just like too mean?
I think
so. Let's not ruin everybody's career.
It's a bit of a statement giving something 0 stars.
Right.
You know, it is a bit of a statement, but, I was quite kind.
Well, it would be if it was from, you know, someone higher up than yourself.
Hey, I'm the most widely read film critic in the country, so stick that up your non-existent cat bumhole.
There you go, can't stick it up there because I don't have one.
Are you really?
Pardon?
Are you really?
Well, The Sun is the most widely read newspaper.
Yeah, fair enough.
And the most widely read news website.
Did you hear the surprise in his voice?
No, are you really?
Read the crap you write.
It's no reflection of your ability or your profile. It's just like stats, you know.
Hey, it's
like
on my
stats.
LinkedIn profile. It ain't coming off.
You can say what you want these days, right? Make it up.
Well, yeah, nobody checks.
What's my out time? Out at 58. Oh, perfect stuff. So you power on all the way through to you hand over. So you hand over to Julia.
No, James Max.
James Max.
Well, that's out of the building.
James
by
is a buffer.
Yes.
James is the buffer. Okay, fine. Lovely stuff.
Yeah, we power through, which is really nice because the great thing about doing this show that I found, so I started doing this in September.
Yeah.
And the really great thing is that it gives you the freedom to basically get into the stories that you want to get into.
Yeah.
We can have an elongated conversation.
Take a deep dive.
Totally. Absolutely. We take a deep dive. We get around the world.
Especially when there's a power cut.
Yes. My God, do you remember that night? Did you hear about that?
I heard about that, yeah.
Well, we literally just filled for 4 hours. Thankfully, we had a guest in.
Right, yeah.
She was supposed to be there for 20 minutes, and she stayed until 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's a trooper.
It's incredible.
God bless her.
Yeah, and we were off air for about an hour and a half.
Blooming heck.
Best bit of the show, I think.
Right, that's it. I'm done. That is my last shift. I think I'm off. I'm back after Christmas. I'm back on like the 29th or something like that. But
Well, no, you know, nobody's worried about that.
Cass, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for all the lovely listeners. Thanks to George, thanks to Martin, thanks to Caddick, even though he did a runner.
He never came back.
Pat and Clive, don't watch Cats.
Emily and Guildford.
We're gonna leave someone out, and it's gonna be awful. Have yourself, Susan and Angela.
Susan.
Adrian.
Have yourself a lovely Christmas, everybody, and I will see you the other side. You are listening to Talk Radio. The wonderful Darren Morris is up next. James Max. Then it's Julia. Can't solve everything. Happy New Year. See you. Bye bye.
We are Talk Radio.